What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is in the VLCD.com studios for Wednesday. And we are brought to you by Death Wish Coffee. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use the code Drew15 at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. And Facebook Live, brought to you by the world's strongest coffee, Death Wish Coffee. Man, I've been watching this Netflix series on El Chapo.
Yeah.
Did you even see it was up? I mean, it's probably been there for a while.
No, what's it called?
I don't know. I'm sure it's, if you Google El Chapo series, Netflix will come up.
I have not seen it, no.
I'm really hooked on it, and it's really long. It goes on and on and on, but it really, I mean, the corruption between the police and the government, it's just so bad.
Sure.
It is so bad. And even the DEA, our DEA, you know, some of the stuff they want to do, they just want a good headline.
Maybe we should stop the war on drugs.
Well, the Mexican authorities keep pointing out that there's going to be cartels.
Yep.
That's not going to stop. But
it's a waste of money.
It's an incredible story. El Chapo, by the way, thinks he's hot.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact
is, I mean, come on, he kind of is, right?
Well, yeah, in a weird way.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's got zillions and zillions of dollars. He's got balls the size of those exercise balls. Oh, my God. He's incredible. And every time they show him having sex in this thing, chicks are going nuts.
Ew.
Absolutely nuts. So, actually, he might be hot.
Really?
Well, if the girls, if the actresses are portraying the sex, these chicks are nuts. They're just wild. He's got something going on there.
Maybe he's hung.
Probably.
What up, player?
It could be, you know, I wonder if women just get more excited if they're sleeping with a wealthier guy. Maybe that's, there's a little extra excitement.
Hey, he's the bad boy, too.
He is the bad boy.
Don't forget about that. Women love a bad boy.
So anyway, I've been really stuck on that the last 24 hours.
I'm into this, dude, anyway.
I finally got around to watching, and I know people liked it. Have you ever heard of Dead to Me?
Is that a series?
Yeah. Have you seen it, Brandon?
Kristen's watching it.
Kristen, oh, great.
Oh, I have.
That's going to sound like a chick,
yeah,
chick
you know
series.
What? I thought it was a chick series as soon as I started watching. Because I did start watching. I was like, this is for chicks.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's really good. I mean, if you want to call it a chick flick, that's fine. It's Adam McKay and Will Ferrell.
Wait, is it a movie or a?
It's a series. They're in season two now. But there's a couple twists. It's a black comedy.
It's got Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I like all those people. It's Will Ferrell and who's the other one you mentioned?
Adam McKay produced it. You know, they did the Big Short movie.
Yeah.
They've done a bunch of. They're the two guys that, I mean, they do everything together. But damn, it's. I don't know. I was really surprised at how much I liked it.
Well, I will check that out. ID's having a big week, by the way. They had their Dahmer special last night at 9. And tonight, Brittany Murphy. And I've never seen anything about Brittany Murphy's death, which is just. I thought it was so spooky, weird. Not explained, and also, she's so cute, and she looked relatively healthy. She looked very thin at the end of her life, but, I mean, how does that chick die?
Yeah, what did she die of? Was it an overdose? Was it?
It sounds to me like it was a combination of pneumonia and drug interaction, but the details are really sketchy on it.
Yeah.
And, I know, and then 6 months later, her fat husband, I mean, I call him fat, but
he was out of her league.
She's married to a guy.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. And so I'm immediately suspicious. That guy's miles out of her league. He must have done something to her because he should be so happy that he would never let her die. And if she dies, it leads me to believe that somebody else is getting too much attention. And he had to be paranoid anytime she's even talking to her mom.
Yeah.
She had a ton of different stuff in her system when she passed, though.
Oh, like what?
There was a big interaction.
Hydrocodone, and then a whole bunch of really long words that I don't know how to really pronounce.
Just try it.
Acetaminophen.
Oh yeah, love it.
And chlorpheniramine and L-methamphetamine.
Delicious.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
Those are probably
methamphetamine.
probably long names for something that we would know as something else, maybe.
I like to pretend that this guy's a coroner and that's how he gives a report.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
What
that was wild.
It's a good drop in and of itself.
Well, that was, I don't know, I'm really curious to watch it. It's tonight. I'll let you know if it's any good tomorrow. But they do repeat things on ID.
Yeah.
And then they've got, I think it's some 9-day special. And I went ahead and recorded everything at 8 or 9 p.m. And there's something kind of unique on every night.
Are we running out of things to watch in general?
Not really. I keep finding things. I don't know how. And I've watched stuff over again, which I feel like just saves time. And anything new that comes along.
The reason we started watching Dead to Me is Julie and I never watch. She doesn't watch TV. Never. So we finally were like, we're going to watch something.
How does she pass all the time? I mean, there's too many units.
She's always doing stuff.
What could she
possibly with my wife?
What could she possibly be doing that would allow for no TV?
Laundry, cooking. I mean, we wash towels after one use.
Is she not capable of multitasking?
Oh no, she is. Believe me, the woman never stops. It's quite amazing. I don't know where she gets her energy.
Well, I have the TV on too.
It's not the point of the story. I'll have
it's her distressing
calling.
As hell.
No, she's always
I'm worried about her.
I'm worried about her too. She needs to do less of anything. But we sat there and we were going to watch a movie together and we could not find anything. And she got mad at me because it took me a half an hour to find anything.
What did you find?
Dead to Me is what we ended up settling.
Oh, did she like it?
We flew through the first season. Yeah, she loved it. It's a chick flick, apparently.
Yeah, she would have.
But we're running out of stuff to watch.
I know. I hate that when you go to, and that happened to me on Hulu. Okay, haven't been on Hulu in 8 months. There's got to be a ton of stuff on there. Nothing. Almost nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, I did find a couple things eventually. And then Netflix, sometimes I go in there and I'm like, oh my God, all these things? There's nothing. Nothing that appeals to me. And they'll say match 99%. It's like, I don't want to watch that.
Did you ever do that thing where you watch maybe 5 to 10 minutes? You go, oh, this is garbage. I can't believe I'm matched to this.
Yeah, that happens. You know what I watched over the weekend, which is really weird? Did I mention Vivarium?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, it's a new movie. I think it's Vivarium. It's with Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay.
And, you know, from Adventureland is my favorite Jesse Eisenberg. But Social Network, yeah. And I don't know who the female is. She's beautiful. And she was really good, too. And the trailer kind of tells you what's going to happen. It's sort of a suspenseful thing, or it suggests it's very suspenseful. And what it sounds really dumb, though. They are looking for houses, and they drive into this housing complex, and all the houses look exactly alike. And the guy, who's really weird, takes him into this house, and he ends up, they're sort of like, oh boy, are you kidding me? And about halfway through, they're in the backyard, and he bolts. He just leaves. He's like,
is
I gotta go
in 3D?
Inside.
No.
Not interested.
And he just leaves. So they're like, oh man, what the hell is this? They get in their car, and they drive to get out, and it's like a labyrinth. They can't get out of this crazy complex. They keep ending up at house number 9, which is the one they were looking at. It's like, wait, we just drove this. How can we be at house number 9 again? It's, you know, and so then
come on, your house sucks.
They're stuck there.
That sounds good.
I have to tell you, I think if it had really bad actors, I don't know if you could have pulled it off. Okay. But with Jesse Eisenberg and this female, I thought they were good. I thought they did a good job.
72.
Imogen Poots?
Yeah, Imogen Poots. I've never even heard. I don't even know what that is.
She's beautiful.
72% on the thermometer. 40 from the audience, which must mean the audience was just confused or lost on the plot.
Well, it's not for everyone. Now,
well,
don't
Drew, how do you see these movies like Vivarium and Transcendence and every single Hugh Grant movie, but you've never seen like The Matrix? The Matrix is fantastic.
Or Lord of the Rings or Star Wars. You haven't seen either of those.
I don't know. Wait, isn't Lord of the Rings? Is there electricity in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, there's magic in the form of magic.
Well, when does it take place?
In Middle Earth.
It doesn't take place in our realm.
No, Lord of the Rings is old, isn't it?
Has anybody seen or heard of The Assistant?
Yes.
Is that good? Because it looks really, really good.
I almost watched it. Oh, wait, The Assistant. Is she an au pair? No,
she's an assistant for, you're thinking of Hand That Rocks a Cradle.
No, not that one. I almost watched The Assistant, but
it
I
looks
didn't.
Really, well, I like that girl that's in it. She's in Ozark. She was
Julia
in
Garner.
She's in Americans, yeah.
I don't know. That looks like another chick flick to me.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of chicky too. Sounds like you're really attracted to chick flicks.
Ticks. No, you know what I watched this. I was up before the whole house today, so I'm like, oh, I'm gonna enjoy some time on myself. And I turned on the TV and got sucked into the Korean Baseball League on ESPN2.
Really?
And the main reason I got sucked in
was live? Like
it's
now?
It's live, oh. But the people doing the game, John Shambi, that redheaded guy from ESPN, I forget who was doing color commentary, but the reason I got sucked in is because Jim Brockmeyer was doing play-by-play on there. It was Hank Azaria.
Really?
Yeah, so it was kind of entertaining, and I'm like, how long am I...
As Brockmeyer?
As Brockmeyer.
Oh, cool. Very good.
Then his connection disappeared, and he went poof. I don't know when he was coming back.
That ball is well hit. Knock, knock. Who's there? Mr. Baseball. Mr. Baseball who? Mr. Baseball went and got himself out of here.
And then I decided I was going to watch until I recognized a player, which that could have been the whole game.
Oh, man.
The next batter up was Dixon Machado. Remember
really?
Dixon Machado?
Yeah. Sure.
So it's kind of interesting to watch him play baseball. I don't know. It was live sports.
How was the quality of play?
You know what I like about it? The pace is super fast. They don't take forever on the mound. Machado never stepped out of the box. The batter never steps out of the box. It's super fast.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they haven't sped up baseball. It's the biggest complaint. It doesn't fly with young people today either.
Or impatient people like me.
Yeah, I get impatient watching baseball sometimes too, and I love baseball.
Yeah, but you should check it out one time because, man, it flies by.
By the way, if you don't know the answer to this, let's just skip it. But I heard today there was more talks about Major League Baseball and how to deal with paying people. Did anybody hear that?
Brandon. Do you know?
In terms of how to pay them?
Well, you know, they're an impasse. They've offered a 50-50 split. I don't know how much better you can do than that. And the players are saying, no, we're not taking that risk and only getting half.
That wasn't on my MLB radar today because big, sexy Bartolo Colon wants to make a comeback at 47 years of age, and that's the only baseball news that I needed.
Oh, thank you. You saved me because that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm all for him. All right, let me mention Zot Ford because they're back in action at Zot Ford. In fact, they're back in action at all the Zot places, Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram. They're in full force to handle all your automotive needs, wants, dreams. You can come in, test drive a new and pre-loved car, truck, or SUV. Yep, slide in, see Bentley. But you must remember the fact that to keep our governor happy, they work by appointment only. So you do have to call, which isn't a big deal. At least, you know, with Maz, he might tell you to come in at noon, and then he's with somebody else. So at least you can make an appointment.
Trying to pick a fight with the Maz army?
Maybe. Pick up the phone, call Anthony Ketchum, 248-215-5151. Tell him you want to see Bentley, you want to get some wheels. He will hook you up with Bentley, or Bentley's too busy. They have the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. All of us at DealsNadie.com have missed you, and they can't wait to get back to making all your wildest dreams come true. XOXO. How about that? Anybody for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
I still want to call the pizza guy that Brandon gave 100% to.
Oh.
The guy who claims he did not give Michael Jordan food poisoning.
So stupid.
It's such a lie.
This Last Dance has just created so much discussion about stuff that was over 22 years ago.
Did you see the new one?
Yeah.
The audio where he did get Isaiah Thomas off the Dream Team?
Well, he didn't exactly deny it. He just said that other people wanted him off too.
Yeah, but now there's this audio that says he didn't want to do it.
They called me to ask me to play. Rob couldn't call me. I said, Rob, I won't play with Isaiah Thomas. He assured me, he said, you know what? Chuck didn't want Isaiah. So Isaiah's not going to be a part of the team.
If you didn't hear, he said, I don't want to play if Isaiah Thomas is on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a conversation with Chuck Daly?
Great guy. Who's that again? Yeah, do you know Brandon?
Well, yeah, he's talking about a conversation that he had had with somebody else who had told him that Chuck Daly does not want Isaiah Thomas.
Okay,
on.
So is Chuck Daly in trouble today?
No, he's dead.
Well, he was his coach.
Yeah, no, he's dead. So.
I know, but he was his head coach, and he didn't want him on the team. So why is Jordan such a bad guy?
But he says in there that he did not want to play. He told them, I don't want to play with Isaiah Thomas. And then they said, oh, no, he's not going to be on. He's not going to be on the team. So essentially that backs up all of the entire claim that he wasn't going to play without Isaiah Thomas. Hence, Isaiah Thomas was not on the Dream Team. because of Micah Jordan.
Well, but Chuck Daly said he didn't want him on the team. And I don't think, you know, honestly, why are we even talking about it? Who cares? Why am I defending Michael Jordan?
Maybe Chuck Daly's just trying to pacify the big baby, Micah Jordan. Yeah, I don't want him on the team either.
I think they had a good enough team to get by without anybody.
Philip on Facebook Live wants to exhume Chuck Daly to cancel him.
Let's do that. It's a great idea.
That'd be great if we started exhuming people to cancel him.
I think we're getting close. Today, you know, I read this story and I was like, wait a second. In 92, how good was Isaiah Thomas anyway? And I looked up his stats. He was still a good player, but he was on the downside side of his career.
10 years in.
So was Bird. So was Magic. So was a lot of those guys.
But Isaiah was a guy.
Christian Laettner wasn't.
Isaiah relied on his speed. Sure. Christian Laettner, was he the rookie on the team?
He was a college player because they had to pretend like college players still mattered.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. Well, why don't we dial that guy up? And the Hall Financial Hotline, when we do open it up, is brought to you by David Hall and Hall Financial, where they would love to do a refi for you. In the last year, Hall Financial says if you have not done a refi, if it's just been a year, even a year, you should call them and find out because it's smart. You might be able to save some more money, as people are doing. Go to our webpage, click the link on the logo to get started, fill out the online form. Or call 248-308-5000. Excuse me. They're fast. Average of 19 days. Many are done in 10 days or less. If you have your act together and you want to go fast, they can go fast. In fact, I beg you to challenge them. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. At Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. They are an equal housing lender.
I thought I saw that mortgage applications are up, finally.
Yeah, they are.
That's great.
No, it's
just refis.
But it's a great time to do it.
Mm-hmm. So you want to call Pizza Man?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right.
There's much on the agenda today. This could be a short show because I want to get back to the El Chapo series.
I got to find another chick flick.
Obviously.
No idea. What
is this a Matt song?
Yeah. He's got a bunch of pizza songs. It's still busy.
Brandon.
Why? I can't help it. The guy is being bombarded.
No.
People's
minds
are
not busy.
Nobody cares about Jordan.
They want to know if he was the one. What did he do to that pizza? Did he inject some kind of a liquid into it prior to delivering?
There's no busy. They don't even generate a busy signal anymore.
Everybody wants it. He probably just shut off his phone. He's getting sick of being inundated by so many calls.
Then we go to voicemail.
Newspapers and radio stations and stuff like that.
That might have been the worst claim of 100% possibly ever.
The first call was so long ago, I don't even know if I made that claim.
Yeah, you did. What is this song?
Pizza poop. It's what Jordan had. Actually, this is probably pizza diarrhea.
Okay, got to mention ERSI. And then I want to get into the governor who addressed the story today.
The rumor.
The story that one state senator was saying was a Whitmer administration cover-up because she had her husband, some guy just came out of nowhere and posted this on Facebook. And, of course, it went crazy. Not as crazy as the other thing, but pretty crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing.
Well, now we know how.
Now
we know how her husband's being punished.
She talked about all the crazy internet stuff today, the death threats. She didn't mention that particular item for some reason.
Yeah, that's the one she doesn't want to respond to.
And that was the only thing I thought of when she went down that path. But allegedly, her husband called this guy. They got a cottage in, where is it, Elk Lake. Lakefront College near Elk Rapids. And he called the marina or whatever and said, you know, can I get my boat in the water by Memorial Day weekend? And the guy said, we're backed up 3 weeks. And he said, would it make any difference if I said my wife is the governor? And so they went to get the guy that made the post, who then came to the phone and said, no, it wouldn't make a difference. In fact, you'd be at the back of the line.
Yeah.
Because we're 3 weeks behind.
Yeah, because of your wife.
Yeah, and so this guy then posted it. I think for a couple reasons. One, because he was trying to weasel something. And two, because she said that you should not, those of you thinking about going up north should think long and hard about it.
Yeah.
And that, I got to tell you, these hypocritical moments, which so many people have been busted in. I mean, I remember Ivanka Trump on Easter. She went somewhere way off to see Kushner, whatever his name is.
Well, we love busting people. I mean, we were talking about that yesterday with Ayesha Curry. You're being a hypocrite because now you're hot and half nude. I mean, people love busting people.
This is, I mean, that's something someone said five years ago.
Don't get me wrong.
This is something she said a day ago.
I know. And this has way more important real world consequences.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of funny. And, you know, hypocrisy does fascinate people, and it does certainly
everyone's,
move talk radio along, and it keeps everyone, social media going.
But everyone's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Everyone is
at times. This one would be pretty big, though, to me. Because
they never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
I think she's if she had a chance at being a vice president, done. Cooked. Over. Over.
I don't know. My nephew Joe says everything's over in a week.
Not this one.
I don't know.
This will be bad.
This is bad. Timing's really bad.
She's done.
So, anyway, after saying think long and hard about going up north, oh, what do you know? She went up north with her husband. And I got a two DMs last week, maybe Wednesday or Tuesday, and they're from people who said that the governor's having a party up north for her daughter's graduation.
Yeah.
And I you know, actually I sent it to Charlie, figuring, you know, let somebody who really digs deep on this kind of stuff get into this. And he was intrigued, but you know, what could you do until she went? And I don't know. It was kind of a petty thing. I'm not sure it was really up Charlie's. Charlie's more concerned about nursing homes and.
Well, and that's an interesting point too to bring that up because and I pulled the clip where she talked about it and then the reporter asked her about going up north, and then the next question was about the nursing homes and hearing the question about who in your family went up north, and then the next one being about the nursing homes. Seeing the juxtaposition between the two, it's like, yeah, one of these really matters. Well, they both matter, but one really matters a hell of a lot more.
And it's easy to say that I mean, it's easy for her to say this doesn't matter, too.
No.
But anyway, the point was...
What it really shows is who wears the pants in that family. He does. I was reading the comments, too, on the free... There was a comment. If that was my wife, I'd go up north to rake the leaves, too.
One of the DMs, though, suggested that this person knew a caterer who was, I guess, catering some event at her home, and they didn't think it was for 10 people.
The guy I know.
It was more like 70 is the rumor I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be total bullshit if that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, she's got to come a little more clean on this thing because this is really. And by the way, she's far from the first. Was it Cuomo that got nailed for going to the Hamptons?
Sure.
And de Blasio was going to work out at a place 11 miles away when he was supposed to be sitting at home. Work out? What? Nobody's working out then. And so all these people who are insisting, you must stay home. You could kill people. And then they go, but, you know, for me, I know what I'm doing. And so I can do, well, we all know what we can do and what we can get away with. So don't tell us what to do.
Well, that's why it's.
Yeah, that's why it's a big deal. It is a big deal.
Do you want to play her response?
Let me do this first. If you're prone to flooding and you have a basement like DealsInAD.com Studios, it's always good to know who to call when you have water in your basement and maybe nasty things floating by. Call 877 Job Done, and ERS is always good to know. Wait, where am I? Swear with me.
Who are you?
ERS Incorporated will respond 24/7 to get that water out. Emergency Response Services wants to remind you to check your sump pump when we have this much rain. Oh, boy, check your sump pump.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say that enough times.
Did you light your pilot light yet?
No.
I keep
still taking cold showers.
Remind me before I leave.
Prevent your hours from flooding? What is that?
It's probably supposed to be house.
Prevent your house from flooding.
What? Why do you start over?
Okay. If you're prone to flooding and have a basement like the DealsInAD.com studios, it's always good to know who to call when you have water in your basement. Maybe nasty things floating by. Call 877-JOB-DONE, and ERS Incorporated will respond 24-7 to get that water out. 24-7, I like that.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Emergency Response Services wants to remind you to check your sump pump when we have this much rain. Prevent your house from flooding, but if it's too late and you have water in the basement, call Emergency Response Services at 877-JOB-DONE for water removal. And they handle mold and, you know, things like that. We haven't mentioned the divorce people. There's probably a lot more people that need a divorce now since they were on last. Are you a man facing divorce? You need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or kids. And maybe Gretchen Whitmer's husband, maybe he's in the doghouse or he
remind me to get a divorce.
And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line, unfortunately, may need to get divorced, too. Call Adam at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM. They do it from the men's perspective over and over. So, you know, might be good.
And I do have actual audio of the playlist going on in the Whitmer household today.
Oh, great.
Now, do you want to hear his response before she responded? The first man. Is that what he's called? What's he called?
Yeah, the first man. His name is Mark Mallory.
Yeah, he spells it with a C, Mallory. Thanks for that.
Mark. It's actually Mark Whitmer Mallory, I think, just like Jennifer Granholm's husband. Pretty sure.
Now, there's two things going on, whether or not he pulled rank and do you know who I am to the doc people, but also did he go up north the week prior, too, I think was the other one.
Oh!
And his response to that was,
I've never even been up there.
Which I thought was kind of an odd response for him.
Now, did you just make that up to play the drop, or was there 100%. Really a question about whether he went up there?
No, that really was a question. Okay. That really was a question. So here's the
drop setup business is getting pretty busy these days, so I didn't know.
So here she is in her press conference, and she talks about rumors, because this is really the bigger issue as to why I don't think she can be vice president or even be in that conversation now, because it's going to be about not getting in front of this. And by initially saying, we don't respond to rumors, we don't deal in that kind of stuff. That was a huge mistake. She should have just
told rumors.
They told this Republican state senator to take his post down that it wasn't true.
I know.
So he's like, hey, wait a second. That's bullshit. You're trying to cover this up.
My point being, though, it's that once again, the cover up is worse than the crime.
I tell you what, in this case, they're both bad.
They're both bad.
I mean,
but
just
which
going
one's
up there is bad because you're telling everybody not to. Yeah, I mean, I don't even need to say it anymore. I think obvious. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get into the business of refuting and discussing every aspect of my whereabouts or dispelling every inaccurate statement or post. Because frankly, there's just too many to keep up with. That said, I do feel compelled to address the most recent one about my husband, Mark. My husband made a failed attempt at humor last week when checking in with the small business that helps our boat and dock up north. Knowing it wouldn't make a difference, he jokingly asked if being married to me might move him up in the queue. Obviously, with the most...
What a lame bullshit excuse.
That is such total bullshit.
Yeah.
Total bullshit. There's only one reason you ask for a better table because your wife's the governor, or you ask if they can move you up in line. I mean, I don't think it's a crime. It's pretty lame.
It's totally lame.
It also, I mean, essentially, didn't it really just get her busted for going up there? Isn't that the ultimate problem with this?
Well, I think that question was out there anyway, whether or not she went up there, because like we were just talking, the rumors about renting.
Was she being honest that I'm going up north this weekend? Because I wouldn't think she would have told. I wouldn't think the public would know that.
Someone actually asks about those rumors after she gets done with this thing.
Surprised boating prohibition in our early days of COVID-19, he thought it might get a laugh.
No,
it didn't. And to be honest, I wasn't laughing either when it was relayed to me, because I knew how it would be perceived. He regrets it. I wish it wouldn't have happened.
Again.
And that's really
he regrets it because of what's going on at home.
By the way. Let's be honest here. There's no way that was a joke. And also, there's no way that's the first time he's ever done that. So this must be something that they like to do occasionally when they can't get what they want, is just say that, you know, my wife's the governor or somebody else says it for her.
She's a world-class liar.
Anyway, I'm very important.
Yeah. I have to say about it. My family, like...
Oh, okay. So here's where... So she addresses it for, what, 50 seconds, and here's where she really tries to change...
Make it go away, yeah.
No, not only that, but paint herself as a victim.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish it wouldn't have happened, and that's really all we have to say about it. My family, like most, has been staying home these last couple of months.
No.
For me... That included effectively canceling my own daughter's prom and graduation ceremony.
Why is she bringing up... They had a party for her daughter up north. She did something...
She said she canceled it people found out that she was running a tent.
No, she did something that people aren't doing. They're not going places because she told us not to.
Mm. Everybody's prom is canceled, not just hers.
Yeah, it's not, for her to bring up her daughter's like, fuck you. I mean, you're the one making the call. You should feel bad for all the other daughters and say, well, my daughter had to cancel hers too. But technically, I had to cancel my daughter's.
Shouldn't she have just said, yeah, my husband, what an asshole. Can you believe this guy just kind of got on our side about it?
Yeah, that
totally
would have been
thrown him under the bus.
That would have been better than this because she brings up a million things that have nothing to do with this. And she doesn't address at all the fact that she said, think long and hard before going up north, because I don't think she thought so long.
He's going to get the silent treatment. He's not getting any action, including that other rumor. That's not going to happen. What? You don't think so?
Go ahead.
But it gets worse. My family has had men with automatic rifles standing in view of our front window outside of our home. We have read the vile things people have said and written in response to my stay home, stay safe order. My daughters have seen the likeness of their mother hung from a noose in effigy. We have weathered demonstrations that were egged on or participated in by some sitting Republican leaders.
Are you okay?
Even my neighbors have been terrorized as they tried to enjoy their Memorial Day weekend up in Antrim County, despite the fact that I was 200 miles away.
Governor, I know you did just address some of the...
So I cut out the rest and went right into the question, too. What is Layla's problem?
Chill out.
She mad at the governor?
Outside, maybe?
Oh, I thought that was
Go ahead, I'll listen to the question. Maybe she'll
despite the fact that I was 200...
I didn't want her to step over Trump.
A weekend up in Antrim County, despite the fact that I was 200 miles away.
Wrong.
Governor, I know you did just address some of the rumors that were surfacing the internet. When you opened Region 6 and 8, you advised people not to rush up there and overwhelm the area. Just moments ago, you mentioned that your family's been staying home for the past several weeks, but there were some reports that you did spend time up north. Are those reports true?
Good question. So, as you know, a few weeks ago, we dropped the travel ban so that if people had a second residence, it was permitted to go to a second residence. My husband did go up to our place in Antrim County and raked some leaves and came home. So he was there.
We did not
all pile in the car to go enjoy our second home, although that would have been permitted if we had. But the fact of the matter is he was there briefly for a night, I think, one or two nights, and came right back home after he raked our leaves.
That's a nice place.
So ridiculous. So in other words, her husband knows what he can do in spite of what she tells everyone else to do, which is be so careful and think long and hard. In other words, don't do it. But he knows he's just going to rake the leaves and nobody else is in the car. And so he's not going to give it to anybody.
She did say it would have been permitted under the...
Yeah, but she said think long. I mean, she made a big deal about how we don't want to be spread it up there. And if you're traveling, then you got to stop for gas. You got to do this. Yeah, he has to do all those things, too. Why is he different than anyone else? Why didn't she say, hey, go have a ball up north. Go do what you do. Go have fun. No, she said think long and hard about it. And it's, I mean, it's really not that big a deal. But the point is that it wasn't a big deal in the first place. She made it a big deal and then... Apparently, it's not a big deal to her or to him, especially him.
I know. The leaves could have waited.
He just raked some leaves and came home.
No, leaves could have waited.
In other words, think long and hard. Okay, think long and hard. Do I need to go drive 200 miles to rake leaves and come right back? No. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds like such total bullshit. How long does it take to rake the fucking leaves? How big a place do they have? This leads to so many more questions.
And now she's going to have to address every single rumor. She's going to have to.
There's at least one. I know she won't be addressing, but...
I mean, starting now, legitimate rumors. She's going to have to address them.
If there,
because she ignored this,
there's
one.
Some truth to it. But you know, this is what the whole. There's so many things this brings up, which is, you know, there's a lot of people who think this is bullshit, and they get very angry when she says you can't do this, you can't do that, and then she's doing it,
yeah.
Or her husband did it, or whatever. And really, it's within the rules, but you know, the whole idea that this is such a big concern, you know, be so cautious if you're going to do this, and then he drives up there to rake the leaves, and then they're back up there the next weekend. So it's like they're. Were they going every weekend now?
Dave on Facebook's got a good point. He said it reminded him of Chris Christie when Chris Christie went to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
When it was closed.
Well, the beach was closed, though. It's a little different.
Yeah. He was the only was one worse. On the entire beach, though. That looked bad. Ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, I still can't get over that hole when he shut that bridge down, or he shut that lane, yeah. two lanes well, down, or whatever, screw up that bridge. But those other two people went to jail for
sure.
that.
I know.
And that was terrible. I mean, he really.
What's he been up to? Where's he
them
been?
On the bus?
I've been seeing him every once in a while. He'll pop up on like a talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shows. He's
yeah to do
he has spoken
political commentary.
I haven't seen him anywhere.
But her original response, you know, this we're not going to respond to every rumor that is spread online, and that's ridiculous. That was not just another rumor online, and.
Ed's calling him lazy because they didn't rake the leaves in the fall last year, so he's doing it now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's funny.
Pretty lame. But you know what? I think the thing that annoys me most about the response is that she did what winning politicians do, to her credit. And, you know, Trump does the same thing, and so does so many of these people. She's just talking to her base.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck that...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That, you know, there's a lot of people saying, well, shit, I'd like to go up north, too, or you're a hypocrite, or whatever. She's just talking, look at what I've been through, and it's just this one thing, just want to rake leaves. And the people that love Gretchen Whitmer will go, yeah, oh, my God, she's had people with semi-automatic weapons in front of her house, and she got death threats, and this little old thing, raking the leaves, and I'm making a big stink about it.
Wait, so yeah, in the end, this doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't
people
matter.
People either liked her before are going to like her still. Exactly. The people that hate her, this just gives them more fuel.
And you know, isn't that weird how people just can't be moved from one place to the other? A lot of people. Now, there are other people in the middle, I suppose. Some may view this one way or another. But generally speaking, it seems like we're just so staunchly divided on so many of these offices and candidates.
Fun.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. You know, because I was watching with anticipation.
I thought it was very... I think this whole thing's been very interesting.
Not quite the same usual bullshit. She had to address it. She was smart to address it, I will...
Big grits! Throw the buffs on her face, because that's big grits. We ain't even about to stress. We got big grits. You can find her in the press under big grits. Fresh in a new dress. Yeah, that's big grits.
She could have blown it off, and the people that love Gretchen Whitmer wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know, they'd say, oh, we've done a graduation party. Whatever. Okay. So, moving on. There are a couple stories today that really don't make a big difference in the world, but we're interested in them anyway. And the one was the Bill Clinton Epstein story, which Netflix is running this multi-part thing. And I think it's Wednesday it starts. Four parts on Epstein.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And... among things they're going to reveal in this is that Bill Clinton was on Pedophile Island.
Which we've heard from Virginia Jeffrey in the past. Yeah. She said that, but no one really hooked on to it because they couldn't prove it.
She did. And I don't think she has any reason to lie. In fact, you know, after I read this, and the Clinton spokesperson said, this was a lie the first time it was told, and it isn't true today, no matter how many times it's repeated. And I was thinking after I read that Bill Clinton would know a little something about lies that you repeat over and over and over.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think that was really the response that works well for him. But if you really break this thing down.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, and he lived with that. That got repeated by his people for the next, 7 months or something? It was That was insane. That was the longest, hardest worked lie possibly ever. And would you know, semen on a dress? Wrote down. How about that?
Ugh.
So anyway, it was never suggested that Bill Clinton was having sex with teenagers, by the way, because no one has ever said, I mean, Virginia Roberts, Jeffrey Roberts, whatever. And this guy is a 70-year-old IT guy for Pedophile Island.
His guy, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Steve
Read a lot
somebody.
About that dude.
Steve Scully, is it? Wait, what does his card say? Steve Scully, IT guy, Pedophile Island. Is that his card?
But it's on his resume. It's just one of the places he did IT at.
So, who would you believe the least? Epstein and Prince Andrew, underage victim Virginia Roberts, Steve Scully, IT guy, Pedophile Island, or the 42nd president of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt.
It's so funny. I mean, it's you could insert the current president in a story like that, and it would work out the same way. Clinton also said that he was on Epstein's jet 4 times. He was on it 26 times. And I don't think they've ever corrected that. I think it's just one of those things they just, we don't have to answer this. And you can't reach him. Nobody will ever ask him about it. Yeah, they keep saying 4 times. And then there was also, I forgot who said this, or I don't know if this comes up, but it was revealed a while back that he, and I think Hillary was with him, at his New Mexico ranch.
Oh, he's probably so bummed.
Yeah, that she was there.
Yeah. But why don't you go into town and get us some juice? Send her on an errand. Oh, Jeffrey's out of milk. Can you go get some?
Yeah, I'll go, and then all of a sudden...
I'm back!
Anyway, this IT guy apparently is spilling a lot of beans on this thing.
Beans.
I mean, you got to have your IT guy there, right?
I know. Nobody wants a loose-lipped IT guy. Wait, why was the IT guy there?
Because it's an island. He needs to have internet. So he's probably... Internet.
Yeah, but why does the IT guy set it up? Can he go home?
No, he's got to be there in case it breaks down. If there's a problem, he's got to be there at all times.
Can't work.
That computer has a virus, and I hate to tell you, but it's AIDS.
He can't work remotely?
No, Pedophile Island.
I got to tell you. I got
not be without their IT guy.
I think I have more questions about this IT guy. What was he doing on Pedophile Island after the work was done?
Well, he's also said that, with all the stuff that was going on, I just kept rationalizing it. I'm sure Epstein was paying him a shit ton of money.
Oh, God, yeah. There's the real question. He was still at Pedophile Island. He probably got paid a ton of money to stay there.
But now he says that, of course, I should have not continued to work there.
Was he going to turn the money back in to the victims? Not. What? No, why not? If he feels bad about it.
You know, watching this El Chapo series, too, it's incredible. Because people just, when it comes down to it, they just don't have scruples if the money's just high enough. They just don't.
No, I know.
And with El Chapo, the money was always so huge. It'd be like $1 million. I mean, you couldn't turn him down. Change your life. And then the other two stories, which are actually bigger than the Clinton story, was one was this cop in Minneapolis who was called on, which is weird, a forgery in progress. I've never really heard that term before. A forgery in progress. And it's this guy, and they try to arrest him or detain him, and he resists. And so they get him on the ground finally, and the officer puts his knee on his neck, and he's holding his knee on his neck, and the guy's saying, I can't breathe. And I guess some pedestrians there were saying, hey, man, let him up. You know, leave him, let him go. And nobody's doing anything. He just continues to do this, and the guy died. Pretty stupid.
And amazingly, I believe, I'm just checking it right now, that I think that, all 4 police officers have actually been fired.
The 3 fired. Other ones, it'll be interesting because I'm sure this tape will come out. I wonder what the other 3 were doing. Were they just standing there watching?
Yeah, there's got to be more tape than just the one we have. That was pretty nasty.
Doesn't get much worse. Plus, the cop is white and the victim was black.
That's funny. I didn't even bother to ask what ethnicity the cop was. I guess I just assumed.
Well, at one point yesterday, I think this was last night, I went on, might have been this morning, I was on the Daily Mail, or no, it's on TMZ. The top story was white cop kills black man by
TMZ.
Restricting air, whatever. And the second story was white woman calls police on black man.
Now that story's way more fun.
Asking her to leash dog. The response in Minneapolis, the mayor said
that
whole
thing's sad. Minneapolis.
It's a terrible story. It sucks. It just completely sucks.
Of course. We're going to find all these videos and bad things about him, what an asshole he was.
Oh, the guy that got the guy died?
That's dead now? Yeah, you know, is that going to be the next part? I mean, that seems to be the pattern. We've talked about that before.
I could care less what he's done. I mean, if he's committing a forgery, he should not be dead. Just like the guy jogging shouldn't be dead. And, I don't know why. It seems to me if you really, are not a fan of Ahmaud Arbery or Arbery or whatever, isn't death enough for whatever sins he committed or whatever horrific things he did? And the same with this guy who was suffocated to death. Yeah. I mean, isn't his death enough? Does somebody have to go back? Now, he resisted arrest, and I always say this. Resisting arrest, nothing ever good comes of it. It doesn't mean you should die, and you shouldn't, but, I wish... It's sort of like the narrative about sexual assault victims that they always change their story, and they never report it then, and it comes up at weird times, and people stay friends with the rapist or whatever, or the assaulter. And I always find myself saying that about that and about this. Why don't we teach people, that you should never resist arrest, that you're always going to lose, and it only creates, when you see these cops on cops, for example, and people resist arrest all the time, and it's a big fucking hassle. It's very dangerous for everybody concerned. And, the Arbery story, Ahmaud Arbery, and I hate that this thing was even out there because, again, he died. He should not have died. These guys had no business detaining him, shooting him, anything. That story where he jumps up. Did you see the video of him jumping out of the car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cop comes up on him. He's in the park. He jumps out of the car, and he's, I would have been kind of nervous. I can understand why the cop was, because he was kind of jumping. He's in the cop's face immediately.
Who was nervous, the cop or Arbery?
The cop, because Arbery jumps out of the car, and he's like, what the fuck are you pulling me over for? If you play it, you'll see what I mean. Yeah. It's just really, which is
why
not really,
why were they pulling him over?
He wasn't pulled over. He was parked in the middle of a park.
Yeah.
And there's no parking there, and it was kind of weird. So
they were getting him out because it was kind of weird?
Well, no, it was illegal. Okay. He wasn't allowed to park there.
Okay, and it was also
a known drug, a drug dealing area or whatever. I mean, it was just.
Well, it does seem like they're working on a lot of assumptions there. But if he's not allowed to park there, then he's not allowed to park there.
And not only that, he had a suspended license, so he's not allowed to drive. So in the end, after it was all settled,
once again though, they didn't know that though when they came up on him.
Well, but
I'm just asking what they knew in the middle of a park.
Okay. If you saw a car in the middle of Central Park, I'm sure a cop would go, why the fuck is this car in the middle of Central Park?
I didn't know that he was, okay.
Yeah, I don't really want to go over this whole thing for this guy. He died. I mean, whatever he did wrong, he certainly more than paid for it. But that story, when I watched that video, it's funny because I felt bad, like, oh God, do they have to bring this up? But I watched it and I actually felt, I felt a little bad for the cop, although in the end, they were criticized more than Arbery was because one of the cops tried to tase Arbery. It's just a weird, and you see this on cops all the time when people just aren't acting right. And it's like, something's going to happen or could happen. It's just really edgy. And,
why they're on cops.
Yeah, that's why they're on cops. I always want their, when they call for help, I always want to hurry, get the fuck there, please hurry. Because you got one female cop and you got, a car full of people acting weird. But anyway, that story's terrible. And the other story was, Brandon, I read your prep. I read the whole story about the girl that called the police on this black guy. And
Amy Cooper?
Amy Cooper, who is now jobless, doxxed, and her dog's been taken away from her. To rescue place she got her dog from, actually asked for her dog back. She surrendered her dog.
I gotta tell you though, did you see all the way she was treating that dog while she was on the phone?
Yeah,
I felt bad for the dog.
It was making me nervous because
the dog was dragged into the middle of it. That dog didn't want any part of that.
No, this story was fascinating to me because I first saw it from the video itself. I think I saw it on Reddit Public Freakout pretty early, and then I'm scrolling through the comments, and it was just amazing how. Here's a link to her work bio.
Yeah.
Here's a link to her home address. Here's a link to where you can file a complaint against her
bullshit.
Work. Here's another, here's a Facebook post she had with her dog. Here's, they found everything on this girl within minutes, and then the media picked up on it.
Who are these people?
Hey, the internet mob is insane.
It's like the people that, you know, look for the racist tweet. Someone does something great and they go, oh, let's see if there's a bad tweet in there from 10 years ago. Oh, my God. He said something about called somebody gay, you know, and it's like this guy's the MVP, the all-star game. And he's apologizing for some tweets from 10 years ago. Yeah. I mean, how stupid.
And today, and this is just a quick little sidetrack here, but today what was trending? Cancel Jimmy Fallon. And I'm like, well, why is Jimmy Fallon
being canceled?
He's
already been through that one. That's what drove me
nuts
about
it. 20-year-old SNL skit where he was in blackface playing Chris Rock, and that's existed. Everybody knows that's been out there.
Brandon, why did this come up?
I don't know.
Because one guy finally saw it.
Okay, I read the story today. Jimmy Fallon plays Chris Rock. I watched the video. He plays Chris Rock going on Regis. Daryl Hammond is Regis on Saturday Night Live. By the way, he does serious issue. Y'all thought he does a great Chris Rock impersonation.
He does a pretty good.
And it's
Chris
kind
Rock.
Of funny. And it's like, I don't know. I didn't see a minstrel show in there anywhere. I saw a guy impersonating somebody who's a friend of his.
Yeah.
And happens to be black.
Did Chris Rock have a problem with it?
No, I don't. Okay. Not that I know of. I've never heard about him having a problem with it. But yeah. You know, who probably has problems with it. White people. I bet you there's white people calling him out. If I had to guess, I would say it's mostly white people.
And that's what tends to happen is, along with this, is, hey, remember when Jimmy Kimmel was Carl Malone on The Man Show? You remember when Sarah Silverman did blackface? So, I mean, they're just
right.
They're trying to make, hey, you guys aren't perfect either type of thing. Let's cancel you.
Let me explain this, what's happening here and what's going to happen. Jimmy Fallon is not going to lose his job.
No.
Jimmy Kimmel is not going to lose his job. Sarah Silverman is not going to be canceled because blackface is political. If you're on the left, if you're firmly on the left or believed to be on the left, it's okay. We'll let it go. If you're on the right, then it's something to completely attack you for. And, you know, the Megyn Kelly thing, what's funny is she wasn't even wearing blackface. She never wore blackface. She simply brought it up and said, you know, what's the deal with blackface? Why is it so bad? I remember people doing it in high school.
don't we know the real reason she was fired?
Well, it was surrounding that event, but her ratings were bad. Yeah. But she was wildly attacked. I mean, Al Roker went after her. Is Al Roker gone after Jimmy Fallon?
No, of course not.
No, has he gone after Jimmy Kimmel?
No, they just didn't. They don't like her.
Yeah, they don't like her. So they decided to really get mad about something they're really not that mad about, in my opinion, because she didn't put on blackface.
Has Ralph Northam done his moonwalk yet?
Not that I know of.
It's got to be killing him, man.
I would pay-per-view to see that. I think he hasn't
moonwalked in like 2 years because of the time he put on blackface. He's dying to moonwalk.
I bet he's practicing at home a lot.
Until his wife comes in the room. Ralph, not again. Damn it.
It's funny. That whole thing.
This is really
honestly,
hilarious.
You know, the whole thing where his wife sort of said, hey, Ralph, that's really not a good idea, you dumb fuck. And he goes, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, my wife just reminded me. Thank God for her.
He survived that whole thing.
I really kind of thought that when I watched that, as dumb as he looked, I thought, I sort of liked him. Like, he's sort of a fumbling guy, even though he's a governor.
A goofball.
But I felt like
he's an idiot.
He really doesn't, he's really not seeing all this in his head. He really thinks, somebody wants to see me moonwalk. Cool.
He's an idiot.
He really wanted
should
to do
be a
it.
Governor?
His wife should probably be governor.
It's just clear to me what Jimmy Fallon should do. He should go on Facebook with a group of small children that are people of color and have a roundtable discussion with them as to why he did it. And then it'll be fine.
That's what Megyn Kelly had to do. She had to invite all these people on the show. I mean,
I'm talking about Trudeau when he went on Facebook with the kids.
Oh, yeah, talking to kids, yeah. Well, Megyn Kelly had a panel of people the next day, though, and apologized profusely to them. It's like, if they said, look, I have a panel of people, we're going to have this person from the NAACP, I said, I quit. I just quit. Forget it. Not doing
Fallon.
It. Can't do that. I could never do that.
The first thing Fallon's going to have to do is console all those crying producers who undoubtedly are going to be bawling over this.
If they were crying over Norm MacDonald's comment, then surely they're crying over this.
You would think, right?
Oh, I forgot that it was Fallon's people who was his writers who were bawling in tears because of Norm MacDonald.
So they had to cancel Norm because, I mean, listen to how stupid have we become? I mean, it's just amazing. Norm had said that he would like to introduce his friend Roseanne to his friend Louis C.K. because they would both could relate to the cancellation business they were going through. And this was so upsetting Jimmy Fallon's writers that they were in tears, and therefore they could not allow Norm Macdonald to be a guest.
Who's that dude?
What are you fucking kidding me? Really? And let me just say this about blackface. Blackface is political now, just like everything else. Megyn Kelly, gone. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, not gone. Yeah. It's political. It's become political like everything else. They'll forgive somebody if they are sort of on the right team. And if they're not on the right team, then it's not forgivable.
Is Megyn Kelly the only person who's lost her job? Which, once again, I don't think it's because she talked about blackface,
well,
but they use that as the cover to get rid of her. I'm curious. Who else has lost a job?
I don't know, but the other people in Virginia they faced enormous shit for days and days and days. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, nobody has ever really, put enormous pressure on them. Yeah. People keep bringing it up, but and I brought it up at the time because I said, why is what Megyn Kelly did any worse than and I didn't want those guys to get in trouble. I just thought it was dumb. And in fact, if you remember, I swear, sometimes I just lose my mind. I'm like, why does this shit go on? And why the fuck do people have to talk about it? But it's like, it's headline news. It's so weird.
Sarah Silverman said she got blown out of a movie project.
Oh, for blackface?
After the blackface, but that's just her saying that.
Yeah.
Some lady lost her job for going in blackface as Beyonce. I don't know what she did, but she's not famous.
Remember the guy that went as Curtis Blow to a party?
Ted Danson didn't lose his job.
No, he didn't. Well, Ted Danson's on the right side. He's a left-leaning guy. Megyn Kelly, not only did she face all that pressure from those people on the Today Show and Al Roker and on and on and... Oh, you've got to have a whole panel of people to educate you on what you did wrong, which is like, oh my God.
Well, she asked the question. She should have the panel.
She had 100 people from her high school class, it was over 100 people, sign a document of some kind saying that they understood blackface when they were in high school because she had said, when I was in high school, blackface wasn't a big deal. So these 100 people in her class decided they would sign a letter together saying that they knew exactly what blackface was. And that it was intolerable in 1980 or whenever the fuck she was in high school. I mean, what? Where's Jimmy Fallon's high school class? Why haven't they signed a document? Because he's on the right team. It's political.
Does it matter?
Everything's political.
Let me just throw this out at you. It doesn't matter if you're doing it for comedy. I hate using the Megyn Kelly.
You know what? I got to tell you, I don't think any of the people that we've talked about, and Robert Downey Jr. is in there too, I don't think any of them meant to hurt black people by wearing blackface.
Robert Downey Jr., isn't he making fun of people that do it by doing it?
Well, I have to tell you, my personal understanding is just don't wear blackface.
Well, no shit. Yeah. You're not going to win. Who's won by wearing it besides Al Jolson?
100 people in Megyn Kelly's class knew that it was wrong in 1985. But Robert Downey didn't know in 2009. I don't know. I just wouldn't do it.
As Mark said, I can find a lot of examples of, maybe a UPS driver here or somebody, low, not like in the public eye that has been fired. Because
people that don't make their company a lot of money.
Right. But in the case of Amy Cooper, it's kind of a whole different situation, but it goes to show that everybody will get doxxed and we are still all up in this cancel culture.
Yeah, because we are the United States of assholes.
Yeah, nobody.
Not all of us, but we have enough assholes
too.
Maybe we have more assholes than non-assholes in this country now. It's getting closer.
Nobody lets anything go anymore, and that's best exemplified by both sides of the Central Park fight. Over the lady.
Yeah. And she's... He's a hero, I guess.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
A cocker spaniel.
Please call the cops.
That poor dog's getting choked.
Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Yeah, and she's grabbing her dog and pulling him off the ground. By his neck.
I'm gonna get Rachel here.
But she's more concerned about this guy filming her. Why? She's supposed to be working right now? Why doesn't she want to be filmed?
God, that poor dog.
I know.
He's recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
Oh, poor puppy.
Hey, if some guy's recording you, are they gonna threaten you at the same time and commit a crime if they're recording you?
Listen to her.
Please send the cops immediately. Yeah, as if the cops want to show up. Hey, at least she was wearing a mask.
This is a great example of nobody tells me what to do, which is, you know, I have a voice. I know what to do always. Nobody tells me what to do. And I don't know, this guy reminds me of the reason that I saw more to this story than just a girl doing something dumb was because it reminded me of the guy telling me to get my bowl away from the drinking fountain. You know, when I was getting Mag some water, and he's like, oh, there's germs on that. There's a water faucet outside that you're supposed to use. Here, let me show you. And I was like, no, I don't want any water. Leave me alone. Because I didn't want him bossing me around. He'd already bossed me around enough.
But isn't that the proper response to just let it go and go, geez, what an asshole that guy was.
But the bowl was clean. I washed the bowl before I left. So
I don't want to argue that. That's not my point. My point is it really worth getting in a stupid fight about something that unimportant, which she apparently did because this guy approached her about her dog being off the leash in the bramble or whatever the hell that is.
This could be possibly
the dumbest
show ever.
One by far.
Possibly the dumbest show ever. There's so many dumb things already in it. Okay.
There are. Yeah.
She lets her dog run around in this ramble area, which is where a lot of the new plantings are in Central Park, apparently.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And this guy...
He's the ramble police.
He's the ramble police. He's a self-appointed ramble governor, and he's a bird watcher. He goes to Central Park all the time to watch birds, and he loves the ramble. So he sees the dog running around in the ramble, and he says, hey, leash your dog. It's running loose in the ramble. And she says, well, the dog run over there is closed, so there's nowhere else for him to run around. And the guy's like, well, he can't run around in here.
To that point, is there really nowhere else he could run around?
I'm sure there's plenty of places he could run around, but you're not supposed to let your dog run around anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know what her point is, but this guy won't let it go. So when she says that she's not going to leash the dog or whatever she says, he says, well, then you're not going to like what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And she says, what's that? He says, he pulls out a dog treat, which he says is what he does when dogs are unleashed in the ramble. He carries dog treats all the time.
This guy's a busybody.
He starts calling the dog over. And she says, if you don't cut it out, I'm going to call police to tell them there's an African-American man threatening me. And then the third time she...
Isn't that the big jump there? Is he really threatening you? You guys are just having...
No, he's not threatening her. He's just being a bossy busybody, if you ask me.
Bossing right back.
Well, the internet, they jumped on this thing, and my favorite piece of insignificant trivia about Amy Cooper that I learned was that this dog, Henry, he was adopted in March of 2018 by Amy. She started an Instagram for him. It has 6,000 followers.
What? You know, well, what?
6,000
followers.
But not anymore. She must have closed it because she turned that dog in. She turned the dog in.
She treated the dog like shit.
Do you know how she was identified, by the way?
No.
A former dog walker of hers. Somebody that's walked that dog before. To which I thought, well, now every dog walker is going to have to sign an NDA.
Loose-lipped dog walker. Should have paid him more. Oh, my God. A former dog walker?
Yes. Everybody's very involved in everyone else's life right now.
She's, what, a VP of a big company?
She had a great job.
Franklin Templeton.
Now, Brandon, earlier today, she was on administrative leave.
They blew her
out. They did fire her.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Hey, she called him African-American.
You know, people should have their phones on record all the time because can you imagine how many people we could all get fired?
We should all just be wearing body cams and they should be recording 24/7 even when you're sleeping. Because honestly, nobody believes video anymore because it's always, well, what happened right before that and what happened right afterwards?
Well,
true. I mean, that doesn't matter. It adds context.
And honestly, I first saw this and I mean, there's no way you can't hate her because she's pulling the dog around by the neck.
Who do you hate more in the story? I think her.
Yeah.
But he's no prize either.
Well, then I found out the rest of the story, and I was like, why is this guy bossing people around in Central Park in the Ramble. What
wouldn't
that?
Most people be like, jeez, I didn't know you loved the Ramble so much.
Well, yeah, he's a little Ramble obsessed.
Wouldn't you just give him shit for loving the Ramble so much and move on?
And carrying dog treats around so he can get dogs out of the Ramble. Why doesn't he work for Central Park and take care of the Ramble?
He's got a pretty good job, too, because he's been doxxed and everyone's talking about who he is now,
what
too.
What is he doxxed?
He's a bird watcher.
No, he had a pretty good job, didn't he? I thought.
She works.
He's a former Marvel Comics editor and writer.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
As the senior biomedical editor at Health Science Communications.
And it was so confusing reading it at first because his name is Christian Cooper. Her name is Amy Cooper. Yeah. No They're relation. Married. And then his sister is something else Cooper. And so it got really jumbled in there trying to read it.
It's too many Coopers.
She was she worked for Franklin Templeton as an investment VP. I mean, that's a hot shit job.
Ooh.
So she really fucked her life up.
So why she didn't want to? Why did she not want to be recorded? Was she supposed to be at the office?
I think when you see someone coming with a recorded phone, you know she's in a Ramble with her dog. Why is this guy recording me? I mean, honestly, that's obnoxious.
Are you going to call police next time someone records you?
No, I'm not.
Well, Brandon, you and I were talking about, because that was the first time I saw it.
Brandon, jump in here. Is that obnoxious if someone just comes up to you with their phone recording you and you don't really know why?
Yes. Sure, it's obnoxious. I don't know if it gives you any pass whatsoever to get racial.
I'm not saying that. I did not say anything about the response. I'm just saying if someone just comes up to you with their phone on recording you like you're doing something wrong, isn't that obnoxious? You don't even know what they're upset about.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would just go, why are you recording me, weirdo? Go have sex with your beloved Ramble. What are you doing?
I love how the pictures have Christian with his binoculars as he's staring off at a bird.
Fake. Who took that picture? Fake.
I just got to tell you, for all these polls I'm reading every day, why don't we have a poll on how many assholes there are in this country? Because there are just so many. It's so widespread. And they're so identified now, too.
Let's do a Twitter poll.
Yeah, that's good. That's a start.
Will you put it up, Brandon? How many assholes are there?
What percentage of the population would be classified as assholes?
What options do you want to do?
Well, okay. How many options can we have?
I think 3.
Oh, that's all? Maybe it's not a good question. I mean, with only 3 options.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, did you see the story about the richest people in the world and that Zuckerberg passed Warren Buffett?
He did.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Bezos is still number one with $147 billion. Bill Gates.
Wait, 104? Even this post-divorce?
Yeah. This is now current. Gates, $106 billion. Zucks at $80 billion. And Buffett is really losing his shit at $68 billion. He used to be third.
Uh-huh. You only made $7 billion this year, Buffett.
And Larry Ellison is fifth. He's coming up the rear on Buffett with $66 billion. Who's Larry Ellison?
Isn't he from Alpha? Like from Google? Didn't he create Google with Sergey Brin?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I thought this part was kind of funny, though. They revealed that Warren Buffett gave $15 billion to charity recently, and Zuckerberg in the same period only gave $1 billion.
How much did Bezos give?
They didn't say. He just gave $10 billion to somebody.
Oh, did he?
Something, yeah. He sure did.
Good for him.
But Bezos is known for giving significantly less to charitable causes than all of his colleagues in that same area.
And he hasn't signed Buffett. By the way, Buffett started that pledge, right? To donate all the millions.
Yeah.
Is he like, no. Does he get a cut for starting the pledge?
I don't know. No.
Why is Buffett starting this pledge?
I don't know. I got to tell you, you know, there's a lot of talk about how outrageous it is that, you know, you take the top 10 richest people in the world and their wealth equals the wealth of, and then it's this insane number of people. Yeah. But if you look at those 10 people, they give a shit ton of money away. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Bill Gates, look at all the things Bill Gates is doing.
Second largest funder of the World Health Organization. Did you see the news story on Gates today?
I'm so blown away. I hope this poll is wrong because, okay, there's an asshole percentage. There's a number. There's a number right there.
Sample size of only 1,640, which is kind of small.
25% of people surveyed believe that Bill Gates is trying to create a vaccine for the coronavirus to implant a chip in us or in you.
That's a quarter.
What?
A quarter of the population.
What? Yeah. One in four people believe that? Now, I'm going to have to go out and ask people. It's, and if every fourth person says that, I'm going to be blown away.
It's 28%.
28.
32 said, yeah, we're not sure. So it could be possible. But only 40 believe it to be false.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
See, now, you know, I've got to stop laughing because that means that there's a lot of people listening right now who think I'm an asshole for not thinking there's a chip.
Amazingly, there's a big difference between political parties, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which that kind of surprised me. I would think you would either believe that or you wouldn't. Like, what does that have to do with your politics?
I don't know. Well, everything's political.
Why does he want to put chips in people?
Even whether Bill Gates wants to put a chip in you is political. How
Fine.
Can that be? Why would there be a difference?
If it stops me from getting COVID, put a fucking chip in me, man. What does he want to know? Where I'm going, okay. What I'm buying? Who cares?
So is that because Melinda and Bill Gates would certainly classify as Democrats? They're absolutely Democrats, aren't they?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, I assume they are. So in other words, more people on the right just don't trust him right away because he's a Democrat. So if he's got a vaccine, there's got to be some ulterior motive because he's in that crazy group. I mean, I'm just trying to guess.
I don't know.
Because I couldn't figure out why.
Doctor thinking about Bill Gates up there with that little chicken neck.
Bill Gates, I mean, as much fun as I make of Melinda Gates, I mean, he's an incredible guy. And he gives away incredible amounts of money. And his life is devoted to charity, pretty much.
And
helping Africa.
And health. Yeah.
And health. Which is, you know, not a bad thing to do.
Doesn't it stem from people just thinking his intentions are all evil?
I just can't believe
must be evil.
I can't believe
it's the caricature of, you know.
Sure. If it was 5%, I'd go, yeah, wow. What do you expect?
Sure, there's always 10%.
25, 28%? What the fuck? What did he do to make people believe that?
He made a lot of money. People just don't believe people with a lot of money.
Okay, let me put it this way. Bill Gates is how old? 73, 70?
I'm not sure.
Isn't he old?
He's up there, yeah.
Up there? 70 maybe? What is Bill Gates going to get out of having a chip in all these people? What
he's
does he get out
64.
Of that?
He's
64. Oh, is he 64?
Oh, he's got a lot of life.
He looks older, doesn't
maybe
he?
Maybe he's going to farm all of us so he can live to be 300.
Okay, he's got probably 20 years left, 25 years, because his health's probably very good.
That's a great point.
But what is he going to do with that? What's he going to do? Are we going to be robots? Are we going to be bots? Bill Gates bots
for the last 20 years of his life?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's really at an age where it wouldn't be. I mean, honestly, if I was going to have chips in everybody,
man,
I'd say I'd be more inclined to do it when I'm 25 than when I'm 65.
Yeah, which is
I'm 65. I got other shit to do. I can't keep track of these chips I put in people and what they're doing and what I'm doing to them.
World on fire.
No, God forbid, should people actually want to make a difference in the world or try to.
Oh, man.
Away from government.
It's really kind of funny. It's just so insane.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be the ones laughing when he really does it, though.
How far in are we? I'm only asking because I want to know.
113.
Okay. I got to say, the show is going faster lately. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, it's because it's stupid today. It's a dumb show.
It is a dumb show.
Put it yourself. Dumbest show ever.
Do we have a...
I want to address...
It is a dumbest show ever. Possibly dumbest show ever.
Just looking down at my notes, I want to address a really serious issue, shallow thought. You know the story about the two hairstylists that showed up? They had symptoms of COVID-19,
yeah.
And they went to work in Missouri.
And they may have given it to a zillion people.
Did you watch NBC Nightly News last night?
No, I didn't. Hold it. Brandon, we do have a boner line?
No, we don't.
We don't. Why is Manscaped?
Because we got to get them in three times this week. Are you going to have two more the rest of the week, Brandon?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we had a boner line, it'd be brought to you by manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew to get 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And tomorrow and Thursday, we'll have the full thing. We'll have the boner line.
209-66 boner and get your call on this week.
209-66 boner. How's Elric show today?
Oh, it was really good. It's kind of, parts of it are kind of moot now because of the governor coming out and admitting it. Well, yes and no. There was actually a really good argument about whether or not, is it true, is it not true? Because, in other words, it's being reported based on one guy's Facebook post, and that really bothered ML. But Sean understood it because they do that kind of stuff all the time. And there's comparisons to Kwame. It's basically about reporting on rumors. There's a lot of comparisons to Kwame. And he kind of updated Kwame and where that stands. He's not still, he believes he's going to get out, but he's still not 100% certain on it because nobody will confirm it about whether or not Kilpatrick has been moved. And
that is so strange. The fact that, I mean, I could go on and on and on about this and I won't, but wouldn't you think the people who prosecuted him for 24 felonies, actually 30 felonies. They convicted him on 24 felonies. They got 28 years. They worked their asses off. This guy has been in, I mean, look at all the work from a judicial standpoint that went in to catching this guy in all the bullshit he did. I mean, you go back to the first time he went to jail. You know, when he was, when he assaulted the cop and... And, you know, the lying, the perjury, and on and on and on. And then the second time when all the other crimes were all put together and they laid him out in a long trial, much money was spent on his defense that he didn't spend, even though he has money out the ass probably somewhere. And Bobby Ferguson, too. And why would they not be informed this is going to happen? And also, if we're going to give him 21 years bonus, out of prison, give him 21 free years of his life. Can't this motherfucker say he's sorry? Couldn't he at least? I mean, and the minute he gets out, you know he's going to go, oh, I wasn't sorry. I just said they'd get out.
But I thought ML had a good point because he mentioned how you wanted him to show some contrition. And he brings up the point. He goes, even if he does, it's not going to be genuine.
Well, I agree. Then he shouldn't be out. That's why he shouldn't be out.
Yeah, but we know he's out because of COVID. It's his bonus. ML had another good point too. All these people that think about this family's done such wonderful things for Detroit and they love this area.
Party har har! Give me a break.
Well, how many of them still live here? The first chance they got, they all moved out, and moved away.
Well, they had no bonus for being here.
No, I know. Yeah, they couldn't get any more money.
Yeah, she lost her job. Yeah. Over him a lot in many cases.
Well, and Ayanna has moved and
she lost her charity that she made all that money on. Yeah, I mean, they were all, everybody had their hands in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
I know that thing is just so utterly annoying. The fact that, you know, what ML said is absolutely right. You're right. That if he said he was remorseful, if he had contrition, it would be completely fake. He's made that very clear. So that's not a good person let out.
Nope.
For COVID.
I agree.
He should stay there because if he doesn't have contrition for all that he pulled, if he really doesn't think he did anything wrong, then he should not be out.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have him out in another 21 years when he's less threatening.
Good job, Trump. someone's going to say that. Not me.
Well, I would like to know. Honestly, there's some major weasel move going on here. And
I really just think he got lucky.
If it wasn't a weasel move, I just don't believe that the people that prosecuted him wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
They would know if it was just a normal procedure because they're going to go, well, this is a big case. This is a guy that was pretty well known, and this is a huge violation of the public trust.
Low-level prison, though.
Well, that's because
minimum,
he wasn't a
minimum security.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
breaking news with Mort Krim.
We're into the apology phase now of Jimmy Fallon as he has apologized for wearing blackface on Twitter.
What? Even though no one complained at the time. Okay.
Complained at the time? What about a year ago or 2 years ago or every single time this comes up?
This is so stupid. He wore blackface on national television.
Yes.
20 years ago, no one said anything. No one.
This apology, I bet you could predict what the apology says. Oh, do you want to try?
I'm sorry if it offended anyone, and if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't do it, and I won't do it again.
There's no excuse.
In 2000, while on SNL, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. There is no excuse for this. I am very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision, and thank you all for holding me accountable.
How ridiculous!
What are you stepping down for the Tonight Show?
Those writers must have been crying their eyes out for him to say that.
That is ludicrous. Is that really? That's not going to pacify anybody that was Well, first off, I doubt many people were legitimately mad about it, but no. Is that really going to make them feel better?
Who brought this up? Well, I mean, why do we have to go through the machinations of his apology and the Twitter trending and all the usual bullcrap? Brandon, do you have the audio, by the way, of him as Chris Rock? Because I thought you sent it. Did you send it in your prep?
Here's two replies. One is, it's sad that a comedian that has done nothing but give back to his community has to apologize for a skit that was written by someone else 20 years ago.
How did they know someone else wrote it?
Followed by, I love how the people in the comments letting Fallon know it's okay are white. And I wasn't a fan of Tropic Thunder either. The movie made me feel uncomfortable as fuck. Okay. Well, and now guess who's trending now? Chris Rock. So has he replied to this? Is this a thing?
Ugh. You know, I have to tell you something.
He's being shamed now for body shaming Taylor Swift when she was on his show, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon body shamed Taylor Swift? Are you joking?
That's a new thing that's going around.
First of all, I don't even believe it. Jimmy Fallon is a nice person. I think that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Anything, he's too nice.
Yeah, he is probably too nice.
Now we're talking. Where is he? Man, oh man, Regis Philbin. No. I've seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and guess what? Not a lot of black folks on the show.
Right.
Not a lot of black folks on the show. Know why? Because black folks don't like to answer questions. All they want to be millionaires, but you got to ask that kind of questions like, in 1981, how many grams of crack did Rick Taylor smoke when he recorded Super Freak?
I hear a lot of people laughing.
You think the only way to get a brother on the show is who wants $50 cash and a pair of Pumas?
Oh, man. Okay, can I change the subject?
Sure.
That just reminded me of that whole sketch because of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Do you know there is a three-part series coming out? It's a dramatization of the time a guy cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Wait, cheated?
Yes, thank you. You didn't know about this, did you?
How do you cheat?
Brandon, did you know about this? So first off, it happened.
Oh, Brandon's eating dinner, obviously.
No, I swear I'm not. I don't have dinner yet.
I'm so excited.
Are we on Facebook, by the way?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we have been.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this because I spent like an hour reading about this and watching videos on YouTube last night because I'm like, how did I not know that somebody has cheated?
How could you cheat on that show? I didn't know you could.
A couple caveats.
I've only seen one person ever win. I know that multiple people probably have, but I've only seen the one guy who kept his last lifeline to the very end and called his dad and said, hey, Dad, I just called to say I just won $1 million. So aside from that one dude.
Let me guess. It's somebody who was texted the question earlier than the call
dumber.
Came.
It's dumber than that. It is so dumb. Brandon, go to YouTube and type in Charles Ingram, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's the guy.
I just figured it had to be somebody at the taping who could then send the question to someone so they have plenty of time to Google the answer.
So two reasons.
And then they were the lifeline.
Two reasons that we don't know about this. Number one, it was on the British version. So I kind of, we wouldn't have seen this.
No.
Go ahead and pause it. So it was on the British version. And here's the other problem. He did it on September 9th, 2001. So our attention was a little elsewhere while this was happening.
What did he do?
He is the worst cheater in the world. Go ahead and play it where you're at. I think that should be good. Like 40.
The major's display of general knowledge was surprisingly poor.
He was terrible.
I really haven't got the Scoobies. I wasn't there, so.
Should have been.
Never heard of it.
He says that for almost
the right
every
answer,
question. He used two of his lifelines like before 4,000.
But used two lifelines to get there.
I just said that, dude.
God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Should have come back tomorrow.
He went away and returned the following night with a new game plan involving his wife Diana and fellow Fastest Finger First contestant Tequin Whittock, who he'd met on a previous
episode. It was a three-person cheating.
Oh, somebody's flashing ABCD to him.
The plan was
it's even
that
dumber.
Whittock would signal correct answers with a cough.
Listen
how bad this is.
I think if I had to guess, and I can, I think I'd take cricket. Am I sure? hat. It's a hat.
The only hiccup came on the £32,000 question when both
all right,
the
so
major
pause it.
And
I can just finish. I'll finish explaining it. So he did have to win the fastest finger to get on there, which is pretty impressive. So he's not a total moron. I guess he practiced at home on fastest finger. He'd spend a half an hour every day practicing. But his wife had been a contestant before, so she knows some stuff. I think she won like 32. And that guy who was helping him out had also been. That's how they met each other. They were all part of that group. So they devised this plan, and they get to this question, which I don't even know what this song is, but it's who had a hit UK album with Born to Do It released in 2000? So it would only be the year prior, but apparently it's a real poppy song. He didn't know it, but neither did the nerd who's been signaling the whole time coughing. So what you'll see is his wife, and they keep cutting to his wife as they did on that show, and you just hear her go, but she does it twice. That's fucking so bad.
Wait, why'd she do it twice? Wouldn't she just do it once when they read the
answer? She wanted to make sure he got it. Well, go ahead and play it.
Oh, because they reread it.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and play it, and you'll hear how messed up. And they caught him right away. Never paid him a dime. They
question
knew.
On pop
did
music.
They stop the show?
Even after a 50-50, no. The major is going to go for a wrong answer.
I think it's A1.
There's the wife.
I've just never heard of Craig David, so...
He said he's never heard of the
I think I'll go for A1.
The right answer. Never
that heard is until his wife Diana develops a nasty cough of her own.
A1 or Craig David.
Here comes the U-turn.
No, I'll go Craig David. Yeah.
Hey. He thinks the follow answer's up. C the whole time, and then at the end he goes, nah, I think I'm going to go D.
By right the time the major reached the million-pound question, alarm bells were ringing behind the scenes. And now the major,
he's on the million-dollar question.
Made it all the way to the million-dollar question.
Being monitored closely.
But they already were suspicious. They suspicioned.
I'm not sure.
You know the answer to this question, too, by the way. I can't believe it's a million-dollar question.
A
number one followed by 100 zeros is known by what name?
Number one followed by 100 zeros?
Yeah.
I don't know, a zillion?
Well,
I have no idea.
Google. That's where they get the name.
Oh, okay. Well, if I had the four answers, I think I would have got it.
You don't think it's Megatron?
You know, honestly, I've never heard the question asked that way.
I don't think it's a Megatron.
Neither does Whittock.
The guy has a cough jet.
I don't think I've heard of a Google.
And there it is. The major now has the million-pound answer.
That's awesome.
By the process of elimination, I actually think it's Google, but I don't know what a Google is.
So. And the rest of it is all acting.
So this guy's just really lucky.
So they think he's going to risk 500,000 pounds for a million based on, you know, a 25% chance.
And there's £1 million involved.
I know, but it's not a gigabit, nanomill, and Megatron, and there's only four of them, so it must be Google.
The stakes are huge, and the major wants to make one final check.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I'm sure it's Google.
What? How is he sure all of a sudden?
Because the guy coughed.
I'm going to play Google. Yeah.
Final answer. Charles, give me that check.
Ooh.
£500,000. You no longer have that.
What?
Oh, no!
You just won $1 million! The win was short-lived, and after a thorough investigation, his check was cancelled, and all three ended up in court and were found guilty of conspiring to cheat the show.
Yeah.
So sadly,
they actually found him guilty.
Wow,
they took him to court?
Million
yes!
Well, it's pretty shitty.
I don't know if I didn't know they found the third guy guilty, but I knew him and his wife were found
guilty.
So
is this guy doxxed and lose his job and all that?
I think he's a writer now. He was a member of the military, and so he got stripped of those honors. But
he got stripped of those honors?
Yeah, so they're doing a drama based on this three-part drama. It's called Quiz.
I want to see this.
On AMC Sunday night it starts.
This Sunday night?
Yeah, the 31st.
I'm pumped. I want to see that. I want to see that show.
Every Sunday.
I want to see that three-part series.
Doesn't that? I watch so many YouTube videos. Like, because they have that one question where she has to jump in to give the answer.
Yeah.
Because the other guy didn't know it. And that watching that whole, like, 5 minutes is hilarious because her fake coughing, A, is terrible, but B, they catch her on camera doing it.
Oh, God. Hey, when I said I want to see that series, it just reminded me.
That movie?
I was reading about Britney Spears today, who, you know, it's funny how she doesn't really pop up the way she used to.
She's
and when she does, it's always like, why even bother with the story? It's like, I don't know, she's just kind of over. I mean, do we really care what Britney Spears is doing?
I'll watch
her.
If
she's nude or something, but it was about how she is self-quarantining because Sean and her two kids are visiting her.
Yeah, Jaden James and Sean Preston.
Thank you.
Why is that in my head?
Of course.
God damn it.
Why would she need to self-quarantine?
I don't know. She hasn't been around anybody.
Well, I mean, if you are in semi-custody, she gets her kids like 2 weeks or 2 days every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you constantly be sort of in a quarantine situation or something close to it or cautious or wearing a mask all the time?
What is she doing anyway? She's not around.
I don't know. No, it doesn't seem like she does anything. But it just seems like what? She went to the beach or she went to that pool party in – what's that pool party?
Oh,
in the Ozarks?
Yeah, Lake of the Ozarks. I think it's
Branson or wherever the hell it was.
Yeah. But by the way,
what, she go to that party and so now she's like, oh my God, I got a quarantine. My kids are coming.
Is the name of the city really Lake of the Ozarks? That's the whole name of the city.
I know, it's kind of silly.
Stupid
isn't
name.
Like Carmel by the Sea?
Yeah, or Stratford upon Avon, which is even worse.
Wow, that sucks. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. First of all, it's weird. It's like, why? Who found out that she's self-quarantined? And self-quarantining isn't doing anything. You're doing nothing. Hey, we got a big breaking news. Britney Spears is going to be doing nothing for the next 14 days.
She was doing nothing for the previous
I know. That's what
days.
I thought.
Get out of here.
All right.
So
I gotta,
she was all alone in L.A. And then
you and Brandon can talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
And then she decided that she was going to.
Well, you know, this isn't her decision. Someone's making her do it. It must be her dad. Whoever's in control of her life now. Because she wouldn't be able to do that herself.
Brandon, it's always been her dad.
Brandon, did you see that Gary Bettman has made the formal announcement of the return to play plan for the NHL?
So we have a 24-team playoff in the NHL, but when does it begin?
Exactly. That's the one question that's missing. They never say when it's going to start or how they're going to do it. All he said is that they're going to play in, like, two hub cities, which is even dumber. Why not just play in one city? But they're down, I think, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, and Vancouver. So basically, you know, what, one-third of the league is being considered to be hub cities? I feel like this is just a joke because there's nothing going on. Is this their way of staying in the news cycle?
Listen, they have to be prepared. They have to get ready to come back when everything is able to come back. And so just as a business standpoint, they need to at least make an effort here. This is their effort. I don't mind it so much. Just
it gives us hope.
Done an open win. And then the thing to me, though, is they're going to have to ramp up another season starting in the fall,
exactly.
Which is coming pretty close, especially when you're going to have 24 teams still play a tournament before you start that regular season. So, you know, I'm just hoping that, what, 2 months, maybe 2 months away?
Here's how it's going to work. Tell me if this makes sense. Top four seeds in each conference, as determined by the standings when they stopped, are going to receive byes through a round of best of five play-in series featuring seeds 5 through 12. These games will be played with playoff overtime rules. Those play-in series will determine which advance to the 16 traditional Stanley Cup playoff bracket, which would have 7 game series. So why not you take the top 16 teams?
Because they didn't get to finish their seasons.
So what?
And they don't know if anybody would have been able to get in there. And you know, I agree because, hey, we've had shortened seasons before.
It happens.
Normally, the shortened seasons happen at the beginning and not the end. And so, you know, if the Red Wings would have been like the 24th team to get in, I probably wouldn't want them, you know, participating. But since they're not in, hey, the Wings are going to get a great draft pick, and it might just be what this team needs to turn around because we were spoiled for over 20 years of good hockey. And it just feels weird in this area not having a good hockey team, not having people who are pumped for the Red Wings. That was a big part of my youth.
My question,
and it just seems gone now.
My question now for the NHL is 17% of the players aren't currently in North America. So how are they coming back and how are they getting here and when are they coming?
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Then they're going to have to be self-quarantined for 14 days. Maybe
that league
skeptical.
More than any other league has a huge, you know, foreign populace.
I'm skeptical about about him returning, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, until I think about how much money's involved, and then it's like, oh, they're going to find a way, and they're going to skirt issues.
And oh, there's a ton of money involved, yeah. And there's a ton whenever of people money. Who are dependent. Not just people who work for those organizations, but news people. I mean, there's so many websites that are devoted for it, and you know, radio itself. So I know that it's not a sports podcast, but while we're here, I was listening back. I know we touched on The Last Dance earlier, and I was listening to a old show of ours, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks old, where Drew was basically saying that Jerry Krause's decision to not bring back Phil Jackson, which ultimately led to Michael Jordan not coming back in 98.
Mm-hmm. After the 98 championship.
And Drew said that was the worst sports management decision maybe in history. And so I was just thinking of some, and the ones that just jumped to mind quickly, they're mostly bad trades or drafts.
Sure.
Whether it's getting rid of a Babe Ruth or a Wayne Gretzky, or you know, the Cowboys fleecing Minnesota.
Or trading for Herschel Walker.
Exactly. Matt Millen drafting Harrington, Rogers, Williams, just for being terrible, and Mike Ditka trading every single draft pick for Ricky Williams. But I was thinking, if there was one person, and it's NHL, if there's one person who I believe is the worst of all time in sports management, that would have to go to Mike Milbury. You might see him every once in a while doing commentary. I think he works for either TSN or NHL Network, one of those ones, you know, doing studio analyst position.
I think people know who he is or have seen him.
But before, he was the GM of the New York Islanders. And holy shit, I'm telling you, there is no sports management that is as worse and poorly run as what Mike Milbury did. In fact, if you can put together a team of all-stars with all the guys that he traded away. I mean, you're looking at like J.P. Dumont, Chris Osgood, the big goalie, Roberto Luongo. Yeah.
Did he get a job afterwards? Because that's really the test of failure, if you can get a
Todd
job
Bertuzzi,
afterwards.
Todd Bertuzzi, Brian Berard, he traded away. He got rid of McCabe. This is all – Zdeno Chara is huge, too. I mean, that's a –
Well, I was
an anchor of an entire team.
I was arguing that Krause did build a lot of that team. He did draft some of them. He didn't draft Jordan, but still, he did make some trades that made them into a championship team. He did win 6 titles, but he could have had a 7th if he wasn't such a cocksucker.
But see, that's the thing. Yeah, Jerry Krause, despite being the worst, you know, maybe the worst move, he still won a bunch of titles. Meanwhile, we look at Matt Millens and the Mike Milburys of the world, and they were awful and didn't win anything.
Yeah, so. Thoroughly inept from all angles.
No, there's a bunch of people screaming about sports podcasts right now. So
too bad.
But I was just thinking.
Yell at Drew for leaving.
I like listening like 3 weeks behind just to kind of see what it was we were talking about then.
Well, then, you know, it's funny. I was listening to 97.1 on the way over here, and they're talking about the Pistons general manager, and I could not care less, and I felt bad that I just didn't care.
Well, it's because they're hiring one, right? And people want Chauncey Billups. He's been trending all day long. People want Chauncey to come back, and it makes sense.
Well, they're opening in the search, but they're not playing anytime soon. They're terrible. I don't expect anybody to come in here. Look, when they turn and they get better, I'll be the first one on the bandwagon because I love basketball and I'll be there. But I just felt bad for the guys on the radio station to have to talk about that because.
Hey, I'll tell you what though, I'd rather talk about the speculative, you know, GM position with the Pistons than German soccer.
I watched it because there's nothing else on.
Oh, okay.
Same reason I don't care about Bundesliga. I don't care about the Korean baseball league or baseball organization either. But I watched it because it was live and it was on. It was different.
I got yelled at on the boner line today because you talked about German soccer, yet we don't talk about WWF or WWE wrestling.
Well, I watched some of that too without fans. It's
I tried to watch it.
It's a little different. It's not as good.
Monday Night Raw was not because, you're right. There was nothing to watch. And I'm like, let's see what's new here. Oh, here's WWE. And I turned it on and it was like a diva match. And I was like,
ew, gross. Wait, is that they're better looking than watching two guys in underwear roll around together?
I get it, but if you're looking at wrestling, I mean, isn't the Divas kind of the WNBA of the wrestling world?
But that, I mean, well, first off, it's not a sport. It's just entertainment.
Hey, it's very athletic.
I didn't say it's not athletic. I just said it's not a sport. But
in fact, we got to talk to Drew and see if he saw the Owen Hart episode.
Oh, yeah.
Of, Dark Side of the Ring. I couldn't get it. Well, what service do you have to have for that? Is it like...
Isn't it on the Vice Channel?
I know. For some reason, I don't have it anymore. What the hell?
He's got it on his Comcast. Maybe he's grandfathered in.
He's grandfathered with everything.
You'll have to call Charlie.
It's not fair.
Our guy at Comcast. But what I was going to say, though, is that the wrestling really needs the audience. They really need the crowd to play off. That's a big part of what makes it entertaining, in my opinion.
Well, sure, yeah. You got Hulk Hogan, who's...
like, NASCAR doesn't need it.
Putting his hand to his ear saying, huh?
Yeah. Well, watching NASCAR, they don't really need the crowd. Because I've watched that, too, without... That's how starved for any kind of sports entertainment we are. Hey, I'm surprised. There's so many dumb things going on. And I was hoping to save this for when Drew comes back down. But we haven't talked about the fact that there's a manhunt for a suspected... I wouldn't call him serial killer. I guess he's only killed two people. Do you know about this dude? The guy that's killed two people, 23-year-old University of Connecticut student. The guy seems to have something on the ball who just killed a bunch of people. Well, killed two people.
Didn't he kill an old man with a hatchet?
He killed an old man.
A machete.
Who was offering him help. 62-year-old guy. The guy was offering him help because he was on the side of the road. They found him walking, and they offered him a ride back, and he just decided to kill him. And then he went on to a former high school classmate's house, and this is after he broke into another house, stole a bunch of guns, held the homeowner at gunpoint, and then went and then hid in waiting to kill this other dude who, I want to say that guy was 23 as well.
And this is Peter Manfredonia?
Yeah, what a
stupid name. Peter Manfredonia?
Who thinks he's hot, by the way? I don't know if you saw the one picture they've been using for him. Drew, did you know there's a double murderer on the loose in Connecticut right now?
Yeah, I did. You know, and we haven't talked about that guy at all.
Yeah, we just started getting into it.
What, do you know, I wish I knew more about this. What is, do they know what set this guy off?
No.
I mean, it's really random, isn't it?
Well, we don't know why he killed this one guy who apparently was an acquaintance of his.
I want to say there's a
the other guy was totally random.
I want to say there's a Cunanan-esque quality about him.
Yeah, no, that's what I kind of thought.
Yeah, he killed somebody for a car?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, took his motorcycle.
I wonder if he's chameleon-like.
Well, I've seen a bunch of pictures of him, and he does look different in different photos.
He looks greasy.
Ass for rent.
He's been stealing all these guns, but he used to make Facebook posts about he was anti-gun.
Oh no.
He was very anti-gun. Guess where he's from?
A bunch of pictures of him like walking around too.
Yeah. Well, they found like his little campsite, so they have a better idea of where he is. He is from Newtown, which is the home of Sandy Hook.
Oh, that's right.
And so that's why he posted a bunch of stuff about gun rights, you know, how he wanted gun laws because it's really affected him. Of course, that's all out the window now that he's murdering people.
He didn't murder him with guns, so.
Oh, okay, so I guess it's all right.
What college? Did he go to University of Connecticut?
Connecticut. He's set to graduate.
Oh, he was about to graduate.
Yeah, he was supposed to graduate.
Man,
I don't know if he did.
So weird. Somebody's just about to graduate college. His whole life's in front of him. He's just achieved something. I mean, what?
Yeah. It's a bizarre.
Is it possible that he killed the first guy in some really weird dispute and it got out of hand and then he crossed that line so then he killed the second person for their car?
I think that's very possible. But they don't say.
Ask for rent!
I haven't seen why he killed this first guy.
You know, there's another good one. There's two cases in Colorado that are really interesting. I mean, horrible, but interesting.
The wife.
Yeah, that 50-year-old woman who was riding her bike or whatever, and she's really attractive, too. Doesn't it seem like more attractive people get murdered? Is that possible?
Well, good. I'm safe. I'll be fine. No one's going to kill me.
Well, I mean, I can't say I want anyone to be murdered, but...
I think they make the news when they're more attractive.
Probably so.
And yeah,
that's the, crazy because there's a million ugly people that get murdered.
They get murdered all the time.
I mean, I hate to pile on. I mean, you've been murdered. Is that as if that's not it's bad just enough?
It's just the cute ones
look
get put
on TV.
Look
how ugly that person murdered was.
Oh,
we're
I never
actually interested in learning about the gorgeous people that die.
It reminds me, I never got to my serious issue shelf about Cheap Shot about the two people that work at the hair salon place in Missouri. So NBC Nightly News did a story on it, and they talked to a guy who got his hair cut there.
Yeah.
All I can think of is, what a shitty haircut.
He not only got coronavirus, he got a lousy haircut.
Brandon, I'm going to hold it up to the camera so we can get your response so you can see this dude's haircut.
It's Richard Jewell.
I felt bad laughing at it because, you know, it's just a haircut. What a shit.
So how
what a shitty haircut.
How many people getting haircuts?
It's a haircut.
He should have said, they didn't even finish giving me a haircut. Look how bad it looks.
Do we know how many of the people that got haircuts from the coronavirus hairstylists have coronavirus?
They might
have
said in the story, but I was too focused on the guy's hair. Do you want to hear him? Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got everything to do with control.
But there are reasons for concern. At this Great Clips in Missouri, two hairstylists
he adds a lot to the story, by the way.
Now at least 140 clients have been exposed to the virus, including Eric Chase.
Well, exposed, but
all of this because someone wasn't responsible.
In Alabama today, no holiday.
Thank God they had that actuality in there. You know they chose it because he's got a shitty haircut.
He adds a lot more to the story than you would think if you just heard it.
Visually, he adds a lot. The audio, not so much.
The girl on the bicycle, though, she's on a little bike ride, and they find something of hers on the bicycle not far away.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the guy, and they're, you know, they look like a normal couple. They're both, I guess, attractive. Brandon, check out the guy's bone structure. Maybe you can add something to it.
I don't know where that cheap shot came from, but take a look.
You're our bone structure expert.
I just realized I was calling him hot, kind of. But anyway, I mean, they just look like a couple, and she's missing, and he's on TV, you know, a very earnest appeal to her. And I think he offered a $200,000 reward for finding her. And he has a house worth $1.5 million. I'm thinking,
really?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, there's no way this guy did it. Well, anyway, there's some area property that he owns where he was just putting some concrete in was about to or something. Anyway, they're digging up this whole property that is giant tent over it. And I don't know if they found anything or not, but it was just weird.
I don't think they have.
They zeroed in on that guy though. And I thought this looks like the one guy that probably didn't do it. You know,
is this the guy that was in Denver when she went missing over Mother's Day? Is this the same story?
Yes, I think it is the story.
Yeah, he wasn't there when she
Morfow
went missing
or something.
On
Mother's
Day.
Morpheus,
yeah.
Morpheus. They just haven't found her at all.
Yeah, no
but
clues, no nothing.
Obviously, they suddenly decided he did it, and I don't think he's allowed in his own house right now.
Oh, really? So he is a suspect now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. It just sounded like they sure have zeroed in on him.
Guess what?
Reason.
He's back in the house.
Oh, he is?
The house has been released back to the family.
Okay. Well, I think it took
about cute, though. Suzanne?
Yeah, she's really attractive. These cases are weird.
Barry is the husband.
Yeah, Barry Morphew, Mighty Morphin.
The video of him and doing the interview, he seemed sincere, unlike...
No, I thought he was, too. I completely thought he was.
Should we call Trent Bolte to comment?
Yeah, he's nearby. He would be our
what if Trent Bolte got it on?
He would be our Colorado correspondent. He could be banging the guy. Maybe he's looking at apartments with Trent.
We should call him just to make sure he's not involved with this dad. His husband.
Well, he also lives in Colorado. He should know more about it.
He does. We can call him if you want. It's been a while.
Should we text him first?
Right after I ended things in May.
Brandon, you want to text him?
Okay. Bolt!
The Bolte Report. Let's get the Bolte Report.
God, that'd be a great name for a show on a cable news network. Someone give Trent Bolte a TV show.
Okay. This is not really a true crime item, I don't think, but it's funny. I've been sucked into it because it keeps being a story because Trump keeps tweeting about it. And it's like, why? I mean, I don't know why he tweeted about it the first time, But the second and third and fourth, I think it's three times or four times, he keeps tweeting about this death at Joe Scarborough's house in 2001. It's a woman that worked for him. She died 19 years ago. She was 28. And her widower, her husband at the time, has asked Twitter to please take down the tweets. And a couple days ago, there were people that knew her and the widower also. And one of them said, all of us want to beg Twitter to take this down or beg people to ignore it. But we're all afraid of being attacked for, you know, even saying that.
Great.
Which is like, that's sad. Is how fucked up our country is right now, that they don't. And I honestly, I understand if they were to come out and say, this is terrible. The president should stay out of this and not mention it ever again because she had a heart condition of some kind and she fell and hit her head. So anyway, I'm reading about this and the outraged widower who wants Trump to shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Trump, yeah, they'll be pulled in the conspiracy. They'll be part of
Trump
it.
Trump keeps calling it a cold case. Well, it doesn't sound like it is a cold case. But nonetheless, today there was a little more information about the story and I was like, I kind of want to read about this story. I don't know why. I mean, there's no reason to believe that Joe Scarborough did anything wrong, but it just seemed weird that she died at his house. She was working. He was a congressman at the time, and she was working for him, and she was on his staff. But why is she at his house and he isn't at his house? And then, of course, Trump points out that he... So stupid. Why did he leave Congress so quietly and quickly? Because I guess he didn't run after that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going with the widower who, and my true feeling is that I wish he would just shut up about this. First of all, there's other stuff going on that is a lot more important. And, you know, all these little battles that people want to have, it just seems like, wouldn't it make sense to just sort of let them go for a while for the time being? I mean, it seems very obvious to me. But nonetheless, I've now been forced to read about this story about four times. So I kind of want to know what the deal is. Because it, I mean, it is interesting. Nothing else.
Well, what did the
police
say?
I mean, all deaths are kind of interesting. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I just, you know, I started taking notes about the widower's comments today, and I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for her friends and her family.
He probably killed her.
Then again, you know, the fact...
He doesn't...
It just sounds like a weird story. It's like, I mean, she is in his house. He's not there. I don't know. What's the story? Why is she alone in his house?
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't it have at least a scent of... I'm not saying anyone did anything. I'm just saying it sounds like kind of an unusual circumstance.
It's just Trump's way of... I think.
Yeah, he's trying to pick on Joe Scarborough.
Look at this. Look at this.
You know. He's trying to bang Joe Scarborough because Joe Scarborough said something he didn't like. And it's unforgivably stupid and mean and rude and poorly timed.
Second question was, I couldn't hear you. Can you take it up because I cannot hear you?
I'll just speak louder, sir.
Oh, okay, because you want to be politically correct. Go ahead.
No, sir, I just want to wear the mask.
Go ahead.
The second question was about your tweets about the woman who died, who you're suggesting that Joe Scarborough was responsible.
Yeah, a lot of people suggest that. And hopefully someday people are going to find out. Certainly a very suspicious situation, very sad. Very sad and very suspicious.
Yeah.
Question, please.
Asked you not to tweet
ahead,
about it anymore,
go.
Sir.
Mr. President, though, have you seen the letter that was written by her husband begging Twitter to delete your tweets, talking about how hard it's been for his family, for him
to
deal with
that?
Yeah,
but I'm sure that ultimately they want to get to the bottom of it, and it's a very serious situation. I also saw a clip with Joe and Imus where they were having a lot of fun at her expense, and I thought it was totally inappropriate. No, it's a very suspicious thing, and I hope somebody gets to the bottom of it. It'll be a very good thing. As you know, there's no statute of limitations, so it would be a very good thing to do. Okay, who's next? Any questions?
What?
They're never going to get to the bottom of it.
By the way,
no answer will be acceptable now.
By the way, the widower, you know, sends his request to Twitter, and Twitter says, "Yeah, we're working on some standards, and we're but you know, this, but no, we're not taking it down." Why could Twitter not take this down? couldn't they do just a teeny weeny bit of homework and find out that, you know, in light of the family, or is it just that, hey, it's free expression and anybody can say anything? I mean, it's just really, I don't know. I mean, the topic is so tiresome, social media. And I mean, they bear no responsibility for anything that shows up on social media. I mean, they've come up with this fabulous way for all of us to get almost to have a voice, possibly the worst idea ever. And yet,
we're going to try to help you. Right, Charles? You've got to listen.
Well, tell me what I need to do.
Well, no, you're doing great. I mean, don't be afraid to be funny.
Okay.
Because you are funny. I asked you why you weren't in Congress. You said you'd had sex with the intern, and then you had to kill her.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty risky to say.
What are you going to do?
You can be very good. I mean, I actually like Keith Olbermann.
That proves it.
That's a stupid thing to say, too. Had sex with an intern, had to kill her.
Was this around the time of Chandra Levy? I mean, I don't know what they were talking about before.
Could have been. Was that before or after the death of this girl? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Where'd you find that clip?
It's all over Twitter.
What is it supposed to be?
Him joking about murdering an intern.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I couldn't tell you what he's referring to. It's so long ago. Is it 2001?
I have no idea what the context is or when it is. Okay. Isn't that part of the problem?
Yeah. But I honestly, I just wondered, was there any more information available? I mean, there's got to be more information about the story.
I don't think the police did an investigation.
Of course they did. But I mean, I would assume because he's tweeting the shit out, that somebody would be telling us a little more about the story somewhere. I mean, I'll look it up when we get done. I mean, it doesn't sound like a true crime thing, but I just thought it was at least intriguing, which is exactly what Trump wants. But nonetheless, it's just a dumb time to be doing it. But I'm not the president, and he said it. I didn't. So I'm just looking up. I'm just interested in looking it up and seeing what the deal was.
When did she die?
That's right.
2001.
I mean, this has to be afterwards because he's not a congressman during this interview. I mean, he's doing the Scarborough country thing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
It's going to be whatever people want.
It's just weird.
So, Sean, when she died in 2001. When in 2001? Do we know?
I don't really know.
That was the same time as Chandra Levy. So that joke.
I don't think this girl was about that. I don't think this girl was an intern though. She was on his staff. So
yeah. Which,
I mean, unless he's referring to having sex with her as an intern and then her later being on a staff, but he's joking. So either way, he's not talking about murdering her. I mean, I don't think he really is saying he murdered her.
That'd be pretty stupid if he admitted it on IMS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the medical examiner's report. I'll send it to you. You can read it afterwards.
No, I don't want the medical examiner's report.
Why? Is that part of the conspiracy?
No, it's just not. I mean, I'm just looking for a summary of the story or why. I would think somebody would, if nothing else, would explain why this conspiracy theory started or, you know, what. I'm not saying there's a basis in it. I'm just saying it just sounds like a strange story. Is she alone at the house? Why is she alone at his house? Not in, obviously, he killed her if she's alone at his house, but I mean, it just, he's obviously trying to get the anything prurient about it and throw it out there to fuck with Joe Scarborough. But I'm just
so is that his
asking
house
what else happened.
Office?
It said it was at his house.
Okay. Because this story here says a couple arriving for an appointment opened an unlocked front door at an office in the Florida Panhandle town discovered a woman lying on the floor.
Okay.
Well, that's all I need to know. Joe did it.
Well, no, I just wonder if, you know, where the house comes from or, you know, it could be a home office.
I thought it said that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not his house.
But if it's
you need a 10-part documentary on this murder.
You're going to get one on YouTube.
I mean, I want to move on because I literally know nothing about the story other than what he's tweeted because I just haven't seen anything about it except for the widower saying that this is really bumming me out and Twitter, would you please take it down? And Twitter saying, no,
Twitter will never take down Donald Trump's tweets. No. He is kind of he is the goose that lays the golden egg. He's the one that always creates the most content and the most news stories from Twitter. So many people are on there
aside from that, they shouldn't anyway, because he's the president, for better and for worse.
Well,
you don't want Twitter pulling down a president's tweets, because what happens if it's the next president?
I disagree. I don't think there's anything that should be sacred on Twitter, because, you know, it's just like Twitter only cares about clicks. Obviously, they're dead if there's no clicks, which is why.
I know, but there's a record of everything the president says everywhere in public record.
Well, if they took it down, there'd be a record of it anyway. But, you know, when you look at social media and the fact that they let 9-year-olds go on there, mm-hmm. or however old they are, I mean, 13 is supposed to be the limit, and all the ignorant things that get said on all these social media sites about other people that, you know, can't possibly be true, or they're just bullying or whatever they are. I mean, it's just such a fucking mess, and they've really made no effort to make it any better because they want the clicks. And yeah, Trump is probably the ultimate clickmeister. So yeah, I mean, they're made for each other. Peas in a pod. There were some.
That's right.
There were some polls today I thought were kind of interesting from Gallup.
Mm-hmm.
And one was, are you worried about getting COVID-19? And then they asked a companion question, are you worried about financial hardship because of COVID-19? Well, originally, people were extremely worried about COVID-19 and not.
COVID-19!
Not much about finances. Now people are equal. They're very worried about both. Well, they're more than 50%.
And as it goes on, that will flip flop.
More than 50% are somewhat or very worried about getting COVID-19, and more than 50% are somewhat or very worried about their finances. So, and if people are worried about one and not the other, the one that they're very worried about more is finances. 30% are not worried about either. Democrats tilt towards being more worried about COVID-19. Republicans lead towards being more worried about financial hardship.
COVID-19.
Fucking nuts is this. I mean, how could this break down into political ideologies? It's just so
weird.
They've
got cabin fever.
It's just like blackface. And then they were asked about the media downplaying or exaggerating the COVID-19 threat, and 78% agreed that either is harmful. And then I wondered, where is the media downplaying COVID-19? I'm not really aware of that.
Good question. I was surprised at the one that said the perceptions of how lethal it is versus the flu, and that it's actually dropped among some segments that think, yeah, it's about the same. Like, that kind of surprised me.
Well, I think it just depends on your age and your health.
It doesn't. Apparently depends on your political reporting. But they do point out, and this gets really nerdy, but they talk about expressive responding, where you might not really believe that, but you will say that to support the party that you like.
Oh.
In other words, because maybe
In other words, being an idiot.
Well, no, but they might not believe it. This is what Gallup is saying. It's a thing they've seen in polls before. It's a thing that's studied, excessive responding, because you want to support, say, an official statement.
So people have lost their own train of thought, and they've substituted whatever their political party is.
No, they'll just say it to support the party, even though they don't necessarily.
I don't even understand that. I mean, that makes people sound like they're so loyal to their political party that they will substitute it for their own views.
You might wear a mask, but if someone asks you, you're going to say, I'm not wearing a mask, because, or vice versa, or I'm going to wear a mask, but you don't wear a mask. You say things that are opposite of what you do because it supports a greater agreement in their mind, be it usually a political party, because you see Trump doesn't wear a mask or Biden does wear a mask, and you want to be, that's your team. Does that make sense?
I have to tell you,
am I explaining it good enough or no?
No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand why someone would say something that they don't believe.
It's a small people do usually answer truthfully.
I mean, there's some things when people are polled that they just don't want to reveal. But you know, if you're talking about a medical thing that is a public menace or a pandemic, whatever you want to call it, I don't know why your political party should even enter into it remotely. By the way,
it's tribal because you're human.
Is there a poll on how many people are wearing a mask or not wearing a mask? Is there a recent poll?
I haven't seen that.
And all those weekend revelers, those crazy revelers, are they mostly wearing masks? There seems like they mostly are not wearing masks.
No, uh-uh. I'm sure everyone's seen the Daytona pictures where the guy's throwing cash out the window or the race in North Carolina where no one has a mask. So at least that's not a racial thing.
What's the race?
The Daytona is mainly all black people and they don't have masks on.
The guy throwing money out of the car, yeah.
But in the it's not NASCAR, but it's an auto race. And I want to say North Carolina, and there's a picture of the crowd. Nobody's got a mask on. They're all white.
They allowed the crowd at a NASCAR race?
It wasn't a NASCAR race. It was an automotive race, you know, like a NASCAR race, but it wasn't NASCAR. They don't have fans there yet. It's like a smaller level, a county puts it on something.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I see a USA Today poll.
Uh-huh.
4,576 Americans were polled. This was between May 7th to May 14th, so right in the middle of...
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, when we were supposed to be wearing masks. So basically they asked them, hey, are you wearing them or not? 84% of responders, and it was just kind of a mix of Republicans and Democrats. 84% of responders said that they will wear a mask, and they have worn a mask. 89% of Democrats said yes. 81% of Republicans said the same.
Okay, so yeah, that's a little divide, but not that much. Mm-hmm.
You're in a rural area, you're more likely to not see a mask. And if you're in a packed area, you're going to see a ton.
Yeah, but every shot I see of packed groups of people, nobody's wearing a mask.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to wear a mask if you can't socially distance. You don't need to wear it in your car.
But it seems like the closer people are together, the less likely they're wearing a mask.
Well, it depends. Depends if you're up north raking leaves or wherever you are. I do, you know what, in her press conference and watching her press conference, she did put up on that cool slideshow that she'll do, the rate of transformation, like how many people you can give it to. In Michigan, we've actually done a really good job here getting it under one, like 1-to-1. You know, the flu is 1-to-1.
Yeah.
For every one person that has it, they can give it to another person.
Except that Apple today revealed that there was more driving than there was before COVID-19 over the weekend.
Well, people are itching to get out.
Right. So, in other words...
What does driving mean, though? That doesn't necessarily
It just means people moving around or, you know, their phones are moving around.
Yeah. No,
so they're
but
going
I mean,
places.
I drove, but I didn't go anywhere.
I drive everywhere every day, and I never stop anywhere.
But I think when people, you know, three weeks ago, I think more people were not putting a lot of miles on their car.
I get that. I mean... You got to remember this, too. People aren't flying right now, so maybe they would drive up north to rake leaves or something, wherever they're going.
Okay.
You don't think so?
In
other words, if you were going to go...
People don't fly up north. I think generally people drive up north. Some do, I'm sure.
It's just a joke. But, I mean, if you're going to... say you're going to go visit family, and maybe they're 10-hour drive away, where maybe in the past you flew, maybe you'll drive now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like the two people that went to visit their family up in Traverse City?
Well...
That had COVID-19 and had symptoms, and they still went to visit their family?
The fall in driving when people stayed home was so drastic that the rise to Memorial Day weekend was also very drastic. It was just a big jump. But, honestly, this topic is just so tiring. Wearying. What else is going on?
Nothing. It's all dumb.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday there was... Oh, you know what? There's a couple things we didn't talk about yesterday, and I meant to talk about them.
Have you really seen the video of the elder abuse in Detroit?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a few days ago. I know, that is the worst. It's just so bad.
I mean,
The guy was arrested.
Did you know he lived there?
That's what I was wondering. Yep. What is up with this dude? Is he working there? He lived there.
He lived there. He lived there.
The guy has a broken jaw, broken ribs, broken fingers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things you see like that and you just go, I mean,
you can hear
that guy is so fucking miswired. I just don't ever want to see him in public again.
Well, it sounds like that already happened once and that's why they put him in the home.
Great.
But 20 years old, why is he living with this old guy? Why is this 20-year-old living with a 75-year-old? Because you can hear in the video, he's like, get out of my bed. Get out of my bed.
He's just a mean motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's just mean.
I know.
You know.
But why is he living there? Why is a 20-year-old living with a 75-year-old? I assume the 75-year-old needed like assistant living.
Yeah,
this guy's
help.
A mental case. So why are they in the same home?
I don't know. It's just, you know, honestly, the more I thought about that story, the more I didn't want to think about it. It's just so sad to think of this guy who really, you know, doesn't have the wherewithal to defend himself. And this 20-year-old who is so fucking angry about whatever he's angry about that he could be so, it's just horrible.
What
sure
a showed
that fucking
guy.
Dick.
Seemed like a pussy, actually, in a lot of those punches. The old guy held his own. He was fine. I mean, a little blade. They took him to the hospital, non-life-threatening, so he's going to be great.
Who is fine?
The old man.
No, he's got a broken jaw. He's got broken ribs.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is that guy's a pussy for beating him up. And the old man
Whose
held
great
his,
idea was
The old
it?
Man
hey,
held his own.
Hey, let's put this on social media.
Why are they roommates?
I don't know. How did that get on social media? He
probably put it up there. That guy's a fucking nut.
Yeah, and it's
and he's got a silly name too.
You see a guy like Jayden that, and honestly, I don't know why I thought of this, but when I was watching that story, I was thinking about the guy who kept getting, you know, violating probation, back in prison, out of prison, back in prison, you know, and then he ends up. And he's always supposed to do all these things that he never does, you know, whether it's get treatment or, you know, he's supposed to rehab or he's supposed to get psychological work. And then that guy that killed six people, he then kills six people this last time after he got a break. I mean, after a rap sheet a mile long and all of these breaks from the court. And I was just imagining, you know, is this guy really going to learn anything in the criminal justice system? Probably not. He'll probably be back out doing something crazy again. And the guy who shot two people in the head, killed the female, the boyfriend lived, but he had just gotten out of prison, 2 months out of prison for raping someone. He couldn't get a boner, so it wasn't called rape. It was called sexual assault with intent to rape. But he's 2 months out of prison, and he shoots these two people in the head. And because of COVID, he's on house arrest.
Yep.
Just like Quaim.
Yep.
I don't know. It just seems, I'm like, really? Is this is the justice system that we, that's crazy. I mean, that is just insane. Mm-hmm. Because in reading about it, they don't seem to have any doubt this guy did the shooting. How could you ever put this guy somewhere where he's not behind bars, you know, until he's at least been
tried? Can't they do the trial really quick?
Yeah,
on Zoom.
The guy's been waiting for almost 2 years to go on trial, and I think that's why the judge put him on house arrest, because, well, this guy has not gotten exactly a speedy trial, so we're going to do this, which is like, oh, great.
Yeah.
And watching this El Chapo movie, you cannot believe.
No, you got to get back. You got to get back to that. You
got
to read up about Joe Scarborough's murder. You got a lot to do.
No, I just want to see what happened. I mean, you're saying it didn't even happen at his house. So,
well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what the stories have said. I had never heard that it was at his house.
I mean,
unless she worked out of his house.
Maybe there just isn't a lot of information about it. But all right, get us out of here and I can go watch my El Chapo.
I got to find another chick flick to watch.
I'm telling you, if you like those kinds of stories, cuz I watched a series on, what's his name, from Columbia? The big kahuna.
Yeah, oh my God. Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar, yeah. He turns up in this one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
They cross paths.
Wild story. I got to say, you know, today, among other things, as I was watching this, I was thinking, you know, I remember we had our conversation about managers that I really just didn't understand managers for a long time until I met a couple managers who really got shit done.
Yeah.
And it was like, it didn't matter what it was, they just got it done. And El Chapo's like that. He said, he guaranteed Pablo Escobar, I will move 2 tons of cocaine in 48 hours. And Escobar's like, yeah, right. Yeah. And he said, I will.
You're going to say that to the boss's face?
So he got the gig, and he moved the 2 tons in 2 days. And in the meantime, he got in a car wreck. He got arrested and bribed a guy to get out. I mean, all this stuff happened in 48 hours, and he still got it done.
He's almost like he was on cocaine or something while doing it.
He's
and
a
I heard he was
just
very
guy.
Incognito. I heard that he would never actually tell people exactly what it was he did.
How's work today? Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We make a lot of money. What client? I cannot tell you. It's confidential. Oh, come on. Why not? No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
That sounds like El Chapo.
And he puts the cocaine in these containers. They've got a factory that's putting pickles in a container, and it's got blow at the bottom.
It's brilliant.
I know, and he's got false floors, and he's got this escape route from one side of the border to the other. Amazing.
When's he getting out for COVID?
Good question. He probably will get out.
Let everyone at Supermax out.
All right.
Kaczynski will be out.
Brutal man.
See you tomorrow.
He's a stone-cold killer. He's bad.